If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
It's practice time. Translate the following sentences into Spanish.
What an enormous erection.
Qué erección tan enorme.
She has such big boobs.
Ella tiene las chichis tan grandes.
Please don't bite my nuts.
Por favor, no me muerdas los huevos.
Does anybody here speak English?
Maniobra Rubén, la puede tocar profundo para Morales. Entra el puntero, está. Encara el arquero, la toca al medio. Victorino Venancio. ¡Gol! ¡Gol! ¡Gol!
Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
And now, did somebody order Mexican?
Our feature presentation.
Hey, is this working, do you think? So far, just barely, like,
it's
last
month.
Now we're on the air.
Can't hear you.
How about that?
Really?
Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo. Lowrider, greater things are gonna happen. Tequila shots for everyone. Cinco de Mayo. Outside my window, Cinco de Mayo, behind the tree. I wish the Mexicans could see that Cinco de Mayo just an excuse to party. And it's Cinco de Mayo outside my window pane.
Arriba! La cucaracha! Tequila!
Ciao!
Tijuana!
The Donkey Show!
Tecate!
Dave the King of Mexico!
Hola!
Taco!
Los Doyers,
salsa, tortilla,
la migra,
Cinco de Mayo,
Cinco de Mayo, outside my window, Cinco de Mayo, behind the tree.
I think that song, every time he does a new song like that, it gets worse.
And by worse, you mean better.
Yes, that's what he means.
No, I think worse. That's a good, that's a good word for it.
Ralph, how long did it take you to get over here to the El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina in beautiful downtown Hollywood this morning?
Couldn't even smoke a cigarette. Didn't have time.
Really?
On the walk to finish a cigarette.
Nice.
Like about
That's just not fair.
About a minute, maybe? Something
a little
like that?
Too short, actually.
Yeah.
I dropped off all the nachos and beer at your house.
Ixnay on the achones.
What, for the party? For the
no,
after
no,
party?
No, no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
We don't want to find Waldo at my party.
How come Ralph sounds like he's in the Tube of History?
What about next year when you have to hitchhike over here from the Valley to do the broadcast? What about that?
Next year we'll be doing it from Vitello's. Why is this microphone not working?
I don't know. Apparently the man doesn't want you on the air.
Apparently not. I got this from Janet Jackson's garage sale, and apparently it's not working too well.
That does sound bad.
It does sound bad.
Fortunately,
horrible.
Scott Mason is too busy looking down Alex's top to be concerned with your microphone right now.
Oh, he wouldn't have been concerned if she wasn't here
Scott,
either.
Does it matter at all that my microphone doesn't work? Does that bother you at all?
Nope.
No.
He's
okay.
Waving us off. All right.
Good.
We can hear you sort of through
the
Lisa's mic.
The good news is I'm a minute away from going back to my house. I'm going back to school.
Oh.
F this.
All right, we're going to swap out your mic and try again here. Lisa, by the way, looks fantastic.
Thank you, just for you.
How do you look better?
Not really just
every
for you.
Time?
No, not really
all,
for
really.
You at all.
Lisa's actually showing a little boob today, too, which
little
is very
boob.
Rare.
It is, actually.
You don't show much boob.
It's summery.
It's a nice choice.
You're such a tease, usually.
That's a nice
well,
choice.
Well, enjoy today.
Keep them all
it
covered up.
It may not come back for a while.
This is our Cinco de Drinko show at El Guapo Cantina on Melrose in West Hollywood. Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Neither, really.
Neither?
Hello? It's neither, really.
Okay.
We're a little east of West Hollywood.
Can't hear you,
and
sorry.
A south of Hollywood.
I'm sorry,
so
I can't make
LA?
Out.
Just Los Angeles.
Okay.
I see you moving your lips. I can't.
More Miracle Mile than anything.
I can't understand anything that you're saying.
We're 3 blocks west of La Brea on Melrose, is where we are, if you want to come down and join us. This is one of those deals that's free, open to the public. Anyone can come on down, 21 and up, drink specials, food. Fun, special guest, and of course, the big news today, the announcement of the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008, and that's going to be a little after 7 o'clock. What's all the noise, by the way? Where do I hear noise. I don't see anybody.
Ralph's mic.
They're putting the party together.
What?
I said they're
what?
Putting the party together still.
I have a question.
What?
I have a question for you guys, and I know I often bring this up when we do a live broadcast in this part of town, but I'm driving down Highland Avenue to get to Melrose this morning.
Yes.
From the hotel. This is Bean speaking, so I'm in town for the Cinco de Mayo. And I see, you know, out in front of the donut time, you got the hookers. And the hookers that are left at 5:30. Wow.
A1. Those are the best ones.
The
best ones.
Cream of the crop.
Usually the best ones don't come out till about 4.
5:30. There's two hookers left in front of Donut Time that I guess they're just trying to get in one more before the sun comes up or something.
By the
like
way,
that.
At 7:30, there's only one. Just one sad, toothless whore.
That is sad. My question is, because you know I'm a frugal guy. You know I look for a bargain.
Oh, they're bargains.
How cheap does it get at 5? If you're at 5:30 and she's just trying to just one more before she calls it a night.
One more before the sun comes up and you can actually see her. Yeah. I think is how that works, by the way.
I know. How cheap is it? I should have stopped it at
$19.99. What? I'll do any sex you want for $19.99.
Well, anyway, that's your tip of the morning. They may still be there if you want to swing by and get the sunrise discount. But there was a tall one and then there was a little one. So you had your choice.
I think they're a team. They're a tag team.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe you can get them both for $25. I don't know. Anyway, so that was good times.
So today, of course, is Monday, the 5th of May. Or Mayo. Or may I see them?
Nice melon.
Sorry. A little confused.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, not at all.
So anyway, today at 7 o'clock, K-Rock, we need Roasty Fiesta announcement. Bean just mentioned that.
Yes.
We're also going to start giving away tickets here on site today. It's the first ones you can win.
Somebody who comes down here is going to win Winnie Roast tickets?
Yes.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's right, Waldo.
Hey, Ro.
All I have to do is find you, Waldo, and that's why they're going to win tickets.
Why am I Waldo? Just because there's a stripe on my cap?
Hey, because it's a Where's Waldo hat.
Yeah, it's like Where's Waldo, that's why.
It's stripes. It's red and gray stripes.
Goofy glasses in your Waldo hat and... Everyone wants you to hide.
Bean is finishing his entire transformation into homeless guy.
Yeah.
And he's been working on it for
a while.
He's
just moments away from Donut Time himself. That's where he's going to be camping out.
He's going over there after the show to earn some extra bucks to get
right.
back. To hitchhike back to home or wherever, whatever he does. How was the weekend, everybody?
Never drinking
Iron
again.
Man.
I'm sorry.
I'm never drinking
you were
again.
Vegas.
It's the beginning of Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I know. It's seems a bad
it's
weekend.
A bad day to be making that claim.
Didn't you go see Kenny Rogers?
No.
Dude.
Did you
know when to hold them and when to fold them now?
I actually learned when to hold them and when to fold them.
That's fantastic.
But I learned when to walk away and also when to run.
Wow, that's a lot of good advice from one show.
From one old 11-year-old dude with a bad face job.
Ralph went to Las Vegas with his parents, and he was really looking forward to seeing their favorite singer, Kenny Rogers.
It was my in-laws, actually.
In-laws, okay.
Yeah. It was my parents. I would have said, F this.
Was it bad? I mean, I know you don't like that kind of music, but was he a bad performer as well? Or?
It's hard for me to tell.
It's hard to separate those.
Did you
recognize
the
music
him?
So much? I mean, he's had a bunch of hits. I mean, he plays songs that you recognize. You go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he's got like 50 big hits.
I didn't like
hits,
any
yeah.
of them.
Doesn't make you enjoy them any better.
And that's what I get from marrying into the Beverly Hillbillies.
How about the in-laws? Did they just love
they
it?
They loved it. So it was for their 40th anniversary gift, so I guess it was well
that
worth
was a
it.
Big gift.
The
then.
Thing was killing me was right across town at the House of Blues in Las Vegas.
Asia.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding? I was joking.
Nope.
Asia was in town
the same time
night.
I was sitting in the second row watching Kenny Rogers face
You had to leave the Kenny Rogers hell to go to Asia hell?
Oh, that's not hell,
Those
my
are
friend.
Two horrible options.
That's heaven.
Did he do a Coward of the County?
Yes, Bean. Are we going to sit here and you're going to go through
Did
all
he do
Kenny's hits?
You decorated my life?
He's 11-y. He's got 90 minutes to fill, and he's only got about 12 hits. He did them all.
Did he do
trust
She
me.
Believes in Me?
Yes, Bean.
Okay.
Yes.
Did he do Lucille?
Yes,
Bean.
Wow, sounds like a good
He's
show.
One of those
he
guys.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
That's on rocks.
I didn't know that one.
It was like his first hit from the 60s when he was a rock and roll
He's
guy.
One of those guys when he was a rock and roll
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, believe it or not, he was in a rock band.
He was?
He has completely recreated himself. I think he's in the witness relocation program because he doesn't look anything like he used to.
I leaned over to my wife at the beginning of the concert and said, how am I supposed to know if this is Kenny Rogers? For all I know, this could be a Madame Tussauds wax museum figure.
If he entered a Kenny Rogers lookalike contest, he might not win.
He would have third, I'm guessing.
Seriously. Did he do Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town?
Shut up.
I'm going to reach down there and rip your luxurious locks of hair out.
Did he do Lady?
No, oddly enough, he didn't.
That is weird.
Yeah. You skipped that one.
Did you gamble?
Oh, did I gamble?
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I lost a few dollars.
You wouldn't say that you're richer than you were before?
I would say I'm less rich.
Okay. But whatever you lost at the tables, Ralph, clearly you made up with all the dough you dropped on your horse at the Kentucky Derby.
Luckily, I didn't get to the sports book in time to put a voluminous amount of cash on Colonel John.
On Colonel John that you were swearing to all of our listeners? That was the
that
one?
That was the pick.
Oh, the horse that I bet on at Santa Anita?
That was the money
because
pick.
You said that,
that
was the
pick?
Money that
pick.
One?
Yeah.
How much do you get if he comes in sixth? What's the payout for sixth?
I think that's $4 million.
That's where it was. He came in sixth.
I went to a special casino where you can bet on losers.
Thank God for Colonel Johnny came in six. You see what they do to the horse that comes in second?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, I don't understand any of this. Wow, dude.
The horse that came in second broke his front two legs.
And they put him down on the track.
On the track. They had to take him out. Yeah, that's a bad day.
On the track?
Well, they couldn't. He couldn't get up. He couldn't get anywhere.
Well, I know, but...
Bye-bye.
See what happens when you don't win?
That's spectacular.
That's a tough room there,
coffee's
man.
Coffee's for closers.
They can't, roll them onto some sort of a truck and get them off behind the crowd.
2,500 pounds of horse flesh. What are you going to roll them onto?
2,500 pounds after he's dead, too. He was in pain, dude.
Yeah.
They put him out as fast as possible.
What did they use? A rifle?
No, they have a syringe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they used one of those Javier Bardem air guns.
That'd do it.
That's what they do. You lose, friendo.
That's awesome. I didn't know they killed him.
It's terrible.
It's awesome. I didn't know they killed him, Kevin said.
Well, right there. I mean, you'd think
all right, Peter Pita.
So it came in second, and as it crossed the line, it broke its legs? Or
right after the race.
Oh, right after.
Yeah, basically broke down right after it came in second.
Both front ankles went.
Pussy. Aww. It's awful. Yeah. Pussy. What a pussy.
So we dedicate the show to Eight Bells.
I think we must have to, yeah. Wow, that's the guy driving the truck from the Jack Johnson broadcast.
He's following us around.
I think Kevin Shoppers here to pick him up.
Also on today's Kevin Abid Show, many special guests that we can't mention. A few that we can. Our intern Beer Mug will be here to set another, if you can believe it, yet another Guinness Book of World Records.
How many records is it going to make for him now when he makes this one?
Every week.
Zero.
Oh, that's right. Zero. He has none.
Although Friday he was very excited by the fact that this was his, he didn't say specialty. What did he say? This is my
forte.
Forte.
Yes.
Soft tacos.
Soft tacos. This is my forte.
Yeah. So Beer Mug.
Because he's eaten them before.
I don't know. Even what he was basing that on.
The air meeting community here. Also,
I'm sorry, who? Who's going to be here?
It doesn't matter.
Also, I heard you mention someone. I want to know who's going to be here.
A young new inventor on the scene with a sex invention for men. I didn't get his name. I'm sorry.
I believe his name is Sam.
And he's not young.
It is Sam.
And
that's
he's
right.
not new.
All right. It is the air
and
meeting community.
And he's probably not an inventor.
But this is the one that's really going to catapult him to the fame he so richly deserves. And he's going to come down and demonstrate it for us. Right here on the stage.
That scares me.
Oh, dear Lord.
That scares me because I don't want to see that.
No.
And secondly,
no one
I don't think any one of our listeners.
Hey, what time does the bar open? And B, what time is he getting here? I need to know at least a few hours for those two events happening.
And we're going to talk to Bear Grylls from Man vs. Wild. That's coming up this morning.
Baker.
Can't tell you about that.
Cheater
That's a
Baker.
Surprise. What?
Bear Grylls, Cheater Faker.
You're going to tell him that?
Yeah, Cheater right. Faker.
Cheater Faker. All right. And we have Omaroki. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show and highlights of Gary Coleman on divorce court.
Yes.
That is not a divorce court. That is an ill-named program.
No, it's marriage counseling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. She's like, I hope you guys didn't come here to get divorced.
I was like, why would we?
I don't know why else you would come to this show.
I remember I went to Toys R Us once looking for toys. They threw me the hell out. They said, this is not the place for that.
I hope you didn't stop by Wheel of Fortune to play any kind of games.
What the hell? I didn't understand any of that. I never watched that show before.
Neither did I until last week when Gary Coleman was on for the first week. And I thought, well, they're not there to get a divorce.
No.
This is marriage counseling.
Now, the last thing she says to them, and you'll hear this, is, I hope I'm not going to be reading People magazine and see that you guys got a divorce. I was like, no, you're supposed to do that right here at the divorce court.
We might have to make a note to talk to the creators of that program.
Yeah, and the judge. Anyway, so that's all coming up this morning. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat, which he's going to do right from the middle of Melrose Avenue right out there.
A good idea.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, live this morning from the El Guapo Cantina.
Aha!
Did he do Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Just ask.
You know, El Guapo here on Melrose is also a Philadelphia Eagles bar.
Oh, I didn't know
what?
That.
What?
It is.
Why?
That's it. I'm out.
Because I believe one or both of the owners are from Philadelphia. So every Sunday, it's a big Eagles crew shows up here to watch the games.
I just assumed every Mexican restaurant would be Go Raiders. That was just my thought.
I do not believe they have a lot of Raiders fans coming.
Big program besides the fact that we are live this morning, and you can join us three blocks west of La Brea at El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina. Free to get in, 21 and what's going on?
Whoever's pounding that, please continue. We can almost hear.
Wow. Besides that, details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008 just after 7 o'clock this morning. Right now at 5:52, here's Ralph with our first look at the showbiz beat.
All I'm saying, Hollywood, is listen up. Because I told people on Friday, I insist you go see Iron Man.
You're not taking credit
and
for
what
Iron
happened?
Man.
Oh, for God.
What happened?
A lot of people went to see Iron Man.
$100.8 million it made this weekend.
Wow.
$100.8 million.
Is that good? So
it's the eighth largest opening ever for
a film.
And
what were expectations? Weren't they like 75 or something?
They were according to my sources over at Paramount Pictures, they were estimating 50. They were hoping 50 would be more than they could possibly hope for Iron Man this weekend. It's the largest live-action opening for a Paramount film ever. It is. It's the largest opening for a weekend for a Paramount movie ever.
For a bad sequel.
Yes. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, the Paramount's had a lot of hits. I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark all the Star Trek movies and stuff, but this was the biggest one ever.
Here's what's interesting about Iron Man, and I have not gotten a chance to see it, but I certainly will. The best reviewed movie of the year by far, and in several years, something like 95% thumbs ups from critics around the country on this. Apparently, it's not only popular, it's good.
So I said, I insist you go, and you opted not to go. You don't listen.
Had a busy weekend.
Oh, did you
busy
now?
Weekend.
He never listens to you.
That's true.
I did.
He never has a busy weekend either.
I went. I really enjoyed it.
I did too.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
For the rest of the movies, as you can imagine, there wasn't a lot of box office dollar to go around after everyone went to see Iron Man. But Maid of Honor came in at number 2 in its debut weekend, $15.5 million.
Really? Damn you to hell if you went to see that,
yes,
listener.
And also damn the number 3 movie of the weekend, Baby Mama. Came in at number 3 with $10.3 million. Then Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in at number 4. Harold and Kumar, Escaping from Guantanamo Bay, was worth number 5. Forbidden Kingdom was number 6. Then Wings Island, Prom Night, 21 and 88 minutes, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man, he did the opening honors for the New York Stock Exchange last Tuesday. And he said he was surprised. Because, you know, when they do the opening honors for the stock exchange, they ring the bell, which signals the beginning of trading on the floor at the stock exchange.
Right.
He said the bell started ringing before he ever touched it.
It's fixed?
Scandalous.
He asked someone about it, and they said the system is rigged to go off at the proper time, regardless of who's in charge of it, so that they don't screw up the economy, basically.
Because it is so important that you do that at a time that everybody knows around the world.
While he's reaching for the ball-peeing hammer or whatever they use, it just dings?
Yes, so he was going for it, and it dinged. He said, I guess the system is rigged in case anyone is retarded or hammered. Something Robert knows a lot about, being hammered.
Good that he was there, though, because that wouldn't have gone on without him.
Well, it's an honorary thing, you know. Another star of Iron Man, Terrence Howard, in the nude.
Where was that?
My house over the weekend. He was being interviewed by The Independent and said that while he's felt passion and lust for women, he has never been in love and admits he's emotionally bankrupt in that area.
Wow.
Good news, ladies, he is single.
I guess.
He is split up with his ex-wife and mother of his 3 children, Lori McComas.
Who he never loved?
She's got to be happy to hear this interview.
Nice.
The couple split in 2003, reconciled, and remarried, only to divorce again.
In his defense, it is hard out there for a pimp. He was in Hustle and Flow. He's the star. He's the guy.
We know. And we're still not laughing at you.
I'm just saying.
Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy Daddy, Doo-Wah Diddy Combs, says he has high hopes for his film career. He told People magazine this weekend that he thinks he's mature and talented as an actor.
Right.
And his goal is to become the Black Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Have you seen the girl Bruce Willis is dating these days?
No. Yes.
She's
about
10 years older than his daughter.
Yeah.
And she's smoking hot. I can see why Puffy would aspire to be.
Sure. Diddy got pretty good marks for that, Raising the Sun, recently.
I watched it. He was good.
Was he good?
He was fine.
I think it's funny that Bruce Willis has always wanted to be the white Sean Cohen. So it all works out. Matt Lauer's trying to get another shot at an interview with Tom Cruise.
Oh, boy.
It went so well the last time.
Matt tells OK Magazine that he is really eager to talk to the actor again on the Today Show, and he thinks that both of them realize their prior run-in over psychiatry was an episode from the past, and it's time to move on.
So
he thinks they can still have a good interview together if they were to come back on the show, so he's trying to get Tom to come back.
Well, I would like him to do the research.
Tom made up with Oprah, I guess. He did another interview with her last week, so, you know.
Well, they didn't really have a run-in.
No, but I'm saying
he made an ass of himself.
What is that deal? What's going on there?
That's what I'm saying.
I bet that's the...
Do they work here?
That's the Miller...
Chill
the girls, I'm guessing.
I applaud and approve.
As well do I.
I'm having the opposite reaction of chilling, actually.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not saying he had a problem with Oprah. I'm saying that was a disastrous PR move for him when he went on the Oprah show, and now he's put that one behind him by going on Oprah again, and it was event-free.
But she loves him.
No controversy.
It was a softball. If he goes back to Matt Lauer, he might run into some actual questions.
Yeah, true.
Which may upset him.
He doesn't appreciate questions.
No, he doesn't.
Actor Gary Dorton of CSI released a statement to Access Hollywood over the weekend regarding his side of the story about his arrest on drug charges last week.
Mm-hmm. Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
Yeah, remember the cops found him asleep at 5:51 in the morning behind the wheel of his car?
Yeah, right. Never good.
What was the misunderstanding?
Well, Gary says that he pulled over after Coachella to avoid driving drunk because he had been drinking.
That's right. Responsible.
And even though the police found heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and prescription pills in his luggage, all of his drug tests came back clear.
Interesting.
So he hadn't taken it yet?
Oh, so you were just transporting drugs. You weren't actually taking any. Well, that's much better, Gary. Gary says he's working on events to get the word out that you don't need a bunch of nasty chemicals to have a good time. Just good friends, family, good music, and a good, honest spirit full of faith, he said in his release.
Was he taking all of those drugs from other concert goers?
Maybe
because they don't need him either?
Maybe that's what it was. He was confiscating drugs willy-nilly.
People are different than you and I. And me, I find that hilarious.
Who should be telling us less about having drugs than the guy I always caught with drugs?
Yeah. But you don't need a bunch of nasty chemicals to have a good time, Kevin.
Okay.
Just put them in your luggage.
Just put them in your luggage.
That's right. All right. And lastly, speaking of CSI, you know it sweeps.
Yeah.
When tonight on CSI, one of the characters from Two and a Half Men, either Charlie Sheen or John Cryer, wakes up in Las Vegas with a dead prostitute.
All right now.
Dude.
Who shows up? But the CSI team.
Oh, really?
This is their crossover episode that they're doing.
And then in the CSI episode, they will track down the killer of the prostitute. So it's a crossover from a sitcom, Two and a Half Men, to CSI, a serious crime procedural drama.
And I think they swapped writers, too. I think the Two and a Half Men guys are writing the CSI one and vice versa.
Why? Well, that's going to suck if that's the case.
Potentially, yes.
Why are they working so hard?
I don't know.
Aren't those two of the biggest shows in the world? How many more people do they need to watch those two shows?
I'll tell you how else you know it sweeps. You know who's on David Letterman today?
I do not.
Our pal Jimmy Kimmel, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
A long time since he's been on. You know that he did that swap with Jay Leno. It worked out well for their ratings. I don't think we'll ever see Dave on Jimmy's show, but at least Jimmy's on Dave's show tonight.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Wonder if we'll tattoo another part of his body with Dave's face.
I hope so.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Lance Henriksen. You may know him from Millennium, Chris Carter TV series, of course, one of our favorites. Aliens, he was also in that film. 68 years old today. Legendary member of Monty Python's Flying Circus, Michael Palin, turned 65. John Rhys-Davies from Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark. He is 64 years old today. Ian McCullough of Echo and the Bunnymen is 49 years old. Tina Yothers from Family Ties is 35. And Danielle Fishel. Are you familiar with Danielle Fishel?
No.
From Boy Meets World. She played Topanga on that show.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't believe the Sunday morning.
Something wrong with your
Saturday morning wood she used to give me. You have no idea.
Alex has arthritis in her hands. They're stuck out in front of her body.
Giant cans.
What's her name again?
Her name is Danielle Fishel.
Hello, Google.
Yes, look her up. And she's now a Nutrisystem spokesperson because she lost a ton of weight. And she's wearing a lot of bikinis and stuff.
Okay.
Now. So she's 27 years old, and we say, good for you and your boobs, Danielle. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Yes, Lisa? Can I help you?
Sorry.
Oh, hey, no worries. Doing a show. Doing a show. You know.
Put your headphones on.
It helps to hear people.
I don't have my headphones on.
It's the first remote we've ever done, right, Lisa?
It feels like it.
Scott was helping me with the computer
thing. Yeah.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. If you hear tremendous disarray, it's because we are live on location this morning. It's Cinco de Drinco. By the way, good morning, everybody. Good to see K-Rock listeners down here.
First thing. Apparently the bar is open. Apparently the celebration has begun here today.
It's hard for me to tell the bar's open.
Yeah, why don't you have a drink yet, Rob?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, why don't you stand up and walk over and get one?
King of Mexico, you're not doing anything. Get me a margarita.
Anyway, if you're wondering where we are and how you can join us, and we do recommend that you come on down and blow off the rest of the day because it is a holiday, for God's sakes. It would be unpatriotic to work today as far as I'm concerned because it's Cinco de Mayo.
El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina, 7250 Melrose Avenue. It says in Hollywood. We're three blocks west of La Brea. Doors are open now. 21 and over. Food and drink specials. And, of course, 1 hour from right now, Weenie Roast details. So stick around for that.
And we're going to start giving away tickets to people who are on location here.
Ooh.
Right after we make the announcement
this
morning.
Great.
So we've got a bunch of stuff to give away this morning as well. Psycho Mike, get on the microphone. Tell us if Bear Grylls is there.
He is waiting on hold on the red line, so if you guys would like to go.
How about if you push that button? Bring him right onto the air. That would be helpful.
That is fantastic news. Man vs. Wild is back for an all-new season. This is what I love about the timing of this interview on the Kevin and Bean Show. It returned last Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And just in time to let you know, Bear Grylls, host of the program, joins us back again on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Bear. How are you? Hello, Bear.
Hello?
I'm giving this interview a thumbs up already.
I would have preferred it if we could maybe hear the guest.
I thought I could hear her, his publicist transferring to Bear, so give it 1 second.
All right.
All right. Please hold for Bear.
How are you doing?
There is.
There is Bear. Bear, good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, it's good to talk to you again. You know, every time we have you on, I feel like you're so close to death and so close to chucking this gig, I'm always shocked when you come back to do more episodes.
Have you seen any of the latest stuff?
I have not, no.
No, it just debuted last Friday here in America. The Zambia episode, I think, was on last Friday, but I understand you really go for it this season.
Yeah, I think we've definitely kind of upped the ante, and it's always the aim. So I think keep pushing the locations and the boundaries and the taboos and all these sort of stuff. But, you know, this is what survival in the show is always about. It's about, you know, if everything's gone wrong and you have nothing and there's life there, this will save your life. But yeah, I'm really proud of these ones. We've definitely been to some of the toughest places we've ever worked in before. We've been in Siberia during the middle of winter in minus 35 every day. And again, you know, so many people have written in saying they'd love to see me try and get my story backside out of that one. So for those stories, we did a jungle swamp one in Indonesia, we did a desert island off Sumatra, and then a couple of these Africa ones.
For folks who have trouble hearing Bear, by the way, he's talking about being dropped into Siberia in the middle of winter. That's how he makes a living. That's what he does.
That seems hard.
Well, I was dropped on my head an awful lot when I was child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I watch your show and I say, okay, he's got just a knife and a water bottle and a flint. And he's being dropped in the middle of a desert or someplace in the middle of nowhere. And then I just say to myself, why would you do that? That sounds not fun.
Yeah.
Well, the honest answer is, that I've done Man vs. Wild really since I was a kid. It was never filmed before. But I was always, I was always being dragged out of quicksand by the local guys or whatever, and it's what I did all through the special forces, and it's what I love.
Bear, are you making a good living at this? At least, do they pay a nice chunk of change for this show?
I think that I need a stronger motion, otherwise, I do come back from each of these shows sort of covered in mosquito bites, cuts and bruises, and my
right.
That does sound fun.
Gotta be honest. This is Bear Grylls on the line. We're talking about Man vs. Wild. New season has begun on the Discovery Channel Friday nights at 9. Bear, since the controversy that erupted near the end of last season, are they making any changes in the show to guarantee your viewers will see the transparency of your living arrangements on the road?
Yeah, definitely. I think, we've tried to make... I think a lot of the controversy is fueled by people really wanting to know more. We've done Siberia, we've now made a 2-hour show rather than 1 hour. So basically we can show more, and when we were in the past, we lost 3 of the crew to heat stroke. And beforehand, we'd never have shown that or talked about that. But I always felt such an important part of the whole journey. So now we'll say, these guys are going down, get them evacuated. And I feel the more you show them.
Okay, well, I think we've lost Bear. We're having a lot of trouble with the phone line here, but...
Well, he's in Siberia. I mean, you can imagine. Probably don't get a good cell reception.
I don't think
there.
He is now.
But I'm sorry.
We are so glad that the show is back. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut it short because we are having trouble hearing you, Bear. But Man vs. Wild with an all-new season. It started last Friday at 9 on the Discovery Channel for Zambia, and that one does re-air coming up later in the month. You got Siberia coming up, and you're going to Iceland. You got some great stuff. And I hope we get a chance to catch up with you again here on the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Thank you for joining us.
No handlebars.
His publicist is putting him through.
Are we on the air? Excellent. 1-800-520. Why did I start giving the number? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know why no one told us the song was ending either. That was weird.
Kevin and Bean Show, 618. This is going very smoothly. It's Cinco de Drinko.
We're not really drinking yet.
From El Guapo Cantina. That's the problem.
Maybe that's
way.
What
Maybe
we need.
That is. Yeah.
Let me just tell you, hello, good morning. Thank you very much. Let me just tell you that I don't know anything about Miller Chill. I've never really heard of Miller Chill.
Right.
I am now in love with Miller Chill.
Well, they're sponsoring the event today.
Yes,
and
God bless them.
They've sent women.
In yes. bright green dresses that are just... You got to come down just for this, is what I'm saying.
Turns out they're a smidge attractive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you like that sort of thing. El Guapo Cantina is where we are. 7250 Melrose Avenue in Hollywood, 3 blocks west of La Brea. Doors are open, 21 and up, Cinco de Drinko. And we got the Weenie Roast E Fiesta 2008 announcement coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning on K-Rock.
I got a very disturbing email over the weekend from a certain somebody who said that Bean was coming out here to Southern California for the Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
and that he was stuck at Bean's house doing an unbelievable amount of work, and it's his gardener, Jesus.
Jesus? No, not again.
What is he doing talking to you about that?
Remember the dude that Bean was yelling at because he started mowing, I think, at 9:59, and he was just trying to earn money to give a kidney to
Bless
a family member?
Guy.
Jesus has very strict instructions about what he's allowed to do and what he's allowed not
I
to do.
I know he does, you bastard.
Very sad.
And he's on the phone?
Jesus, are you there? Oh, Jesus, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing so good.
Jesus, first of all, how do you have time to make phone calls with the list of things that I gave you to do before I went out of town?
Compromiso, Mr. Green, I'm sorry. It's just that I'm having some trouble here with some of the things you asked me to do, so I wanted to ask if I could have some more help.
But this is Cinco de Mayo, right? And
yeah,
Jesus is...
Usually I take this time every year to go back to Mexico to my country and my family and give them one of my organs.
Right, but there's no time to do that this year, Jesus, because I'm a very busy man with a very full schedule of things for you to do.
But I've finished some of the things. I wondered if maybe I could have the rest of the day off.
Well, Jesus, it's 6:30 in the morning, for God's sakes. Of course you can't have the rest of the day off.
I've been working since 6 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, what have you already accomplished that was on the list? Maybe we got something to talk about.
I finally got the moat finished.
The moat?
Oh, thank God. Drawbridge or no drawbridge?
Well, I'm working on the drawbridge now, but I got the moat all the way around. And I think, you know, can I have my shovel back now?
He didn't give you a shovel?
How did you?
My hands are tired.
He took the shovel away from you before digging the moat.
Is it a bad sign when the bones are sticking out from your fingers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I should get some gloves then.
Maybe gloves.
Wow, what else?
And I made the drawbridge.
Yeah.
But he wants a human drawbridge, so he said my whole family is lined up waiting for people to walk over them.
That is, I think that is going to be very effective. Yeah, you can't trust wood and steel. I put my faith in the people.
Wow.
And also the electric fence is up.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I stop testing it now?
No, I need you once an hour to touch it just to make sure that it's still live with current going through it, Jesus.
He makes me climb over.
He makes you climb over the electric fence?
Just to make sure it's working. You can't just look at it and see if there's a current going through it. You have to test it every once in a while.
Can't you throw a stick or something?
No, it's better if Jesus can tell me if it's powerful enough.
My God.
He makes me sit on it, and then my beans get ripped off.
Is that right? That does sound disheartening.
No, I'm not letting them donate one of my testicles to my uncle, Jesus.
But you had an uncle back in Mexico that was hoping for a testicle?
Yes, I was named after him, apparently.
Oh, that's too bad.
Or that's the only Mexican name you could think of.
I'm having trouble hearing.
I'm having trouble listening.
Yes, Ralph, that's alcohol, yes.
It's better than alcohol.
It's Miller Chill.
It's Miller Chill, bitch. That's their new slogan, by the way. That's their new advertising slogan.
I hadn't heard
that. Miller Chill, bitch.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And then they have a nice ceramic bottle. You just smack somebody along the side ahead of it.
It's the Kevin DeBean Show. We're live for Cinco de Drinko this morning.
These are good, by the way. These Miller Chill.
Are they?
At El Guapo Cantina. Go to KROQ.com for all the details if you want to join us. 21 up. Doors are open. It's funny that an hour ago, Ralph said to us, I am never drinking again.
Yeah.
I remember.
And you sounded so unhappy, but now you sound happy.
Well, here's the thing. When you get to that point in your drinking career, you either need a drink right away,
right,
or you need to never drink again. Okay. You're on the precipice. You really are. You're going one way or the other.
I see.
And if I wanted to get the rest of the show after the night and day I had yesterday, I needed alcohol right away.
How sweet is it that you can walk or crawl home from here, too? You don't even have to worry about driving.
That's the best. It's the best Cinco de Mayo ever, it really is.
Because we're practically at your house.
Yes, exactly.
And you arrange for the limos to pick us all up for after the thing?
Hey.
What?
He's right next to you.
What?
Is there some sort of an event after
the
show?
No.
Wait, you guys have plans?
Separate homes.
I was wrong.
You guys have things?
I'm going to my house, and Kevin's going to go to his
clearly
house.
Mistaken.
Guys, I can make it.
Ellen's going to her house.
You probably have a plane to catch, and then a ferry, and then a hovercraft, and then a jetpack, and then a pneumatic tube, and then an inner tube.
And then the human bridge.
The human bridge you have to walk over.
6:34 on the Kevin DeBean Show on KROQ. Just after 7 o'clock this morning, all the details in the KROQ Weenie Rose D Fiesta 2008. First, though, very excited to revisit something that we fell deeply in love with last week, and that is a show called Divorce Court. Now, none of us had ever seen Divorce Court before.
No.
Maybe you haven't either. We thought it was for people who, I don't know, we're getting a divorce.
Well, that's what the
stupid us.
The title would lead you to believe.
Yes, yes. It would indicate that maybe some divorce is happening, but apparently no. Apparently it's some sort of marriage counseling show, and they got this judge, this sassy black woman named Lynn Toler, and she was on counseling Gary Coleman, the former child star of Different Strokes, and his bride of 7 months, I guess. So they were on the show, and I brought in highlights of part one that aired last week. Kevin, you have highlights of the thrilling conclusion that aired on Friday.
Yeah, Gary Coleman is, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but when you see him, you go, can't be that short. I know
How
in my head.
You be surprised, Gary Coleman is short.
I know in my head he's short, but then when you see him, you go, no way.
You once asked Gary Coleman, aren't you afraid that a hawk will swoop down and pick you up and take you back to his nest?
I think that's a valid concern.
Then how can you be surprised that he's small?
I could see him every day and I would still be shocked.
It is the one definitive characteristic of Gary Coleman. He has nothing really else to offer other than his diminutiveness.
In fact, you shouldn't have been surprised he was short. You should have been surprised if you tuned in and he was tall.
No, I know.
That should have been the shocker.
And yet, still visually shocking. Even though you know it's coming, you go, no way!
They put him on a phone book in order to stand up at the stand and talk to the judge?
You know how they have the little wooden booth that they stand in front of the judge? Yeah. Couldn't see over it.
No?
Couldn't see over it.
It was funny at the end of part one where he and his wife go out and talk to whoever interviews them as they leave the courtroom. You know how those shows always do that. And he comes up to about her waist. And you go, well, that works for some things, but not so much for other things.
Not for anything he's
not
really
for that either, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the clip that we had from last time when his wife, and who, by the way, his wife... You know that X-Files episode where the family's living under the floorboards?
Yeah.
And they're all effed up?
Yeah.
That's his wife, by the way. Came right from the floorboards of the X-Files.
A product of incest?
Yes. Oh, dear God. What a scary group that is. And she's explaining to the judge what's going on with Gary and his temper tantrum.
Gary's temper.
He, stomps the floor, and he's like, man! He starts throwing stuff around, and he bashes his head in the wall, too.
Well, he's a little baby. He understand that. That's what babies do.
He's a little tiny guy that bashes his head against the wall. And he couldn't understand last time we were listening to these clips how that didn't make stuff better. I bashed my head against the wall and things are still wrong.
Yeah. I just have a headache.
To make the problem go away.
So the judge, who I think is also very confused about what the show is, because the show is called Divorce Court.
Yeah.
So she asks him a little question about their intimacy.
How about the intimacy part, though, between the two of you? Is that good?
Yeah. It's great. That's why we're in divorce court.
That's why things are going swimmingly.
Thumbs up on that level.
Well, that part
intimacy
could,
never been better.
That part could be going okay in some relationships and everything else is crappy. A lot of couples stay together just because the sex is good. I understand what her question is, but what did he have to say about the sex?
Most marriages on the rocks, though, people tend not to be that intimate with each other.
Intimacy is probably the problem if you're going to go to divorce court.
Yeah.
Intimacy, not only physically, but in every way. So anyway, here's his answer.
I'm going to ask this question and let it go. You guys do have a sex life. You've consummated your marriage, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a ringing endorsement.
A lot of him and hon right there.
It's really a yes or no answer.
His wife?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean by, well?
Oh, my God.
It's like Bill Clinton testifying.
No kidding.
It is.
What do you mean by consummated?
So they him and hawed around for a while, and then you got the understanding that they probably have never had sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not once. Not one time.
Unbelievable.
Not like the first night. Not the second night, never. Just never had sex. And by the way, weren't they together for
a couple of
years before they got married?
Oh. Was but he wouldn't sleep with her.
Right, because they weren't married.
Because they weren't married, right. But
at least
you to
we
believe.
Thought it was because they weren't married.
Even I had sex 6 months in. I mean, God, come on, Gary.
Instead of banging his head against the wall, she's banging her head against the headboard.
So the judge, who's again very confused about the show, asked them this probing question.
You guys aren't contemplating divorce, are you?
No. Not me. Not at all.
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You're not contemplating divorce, are you? This is divorce court. Really? I mean,
you divorced a bitch on TV.
Isn't that the only given going in that you're considering divorce?
Is Dr. Phil all booked up this week? Is the only television show they could get on to fix their problem?
And she didn't say, if we can't fix the problems, you guys. She said, you're not even contemplating it, are you?
No.
No.
Not me.
So then she gives them some advice.
How do you feel about me?
No. Nope.
I'm not a bad guy.
That's too general. Stop arguing.
Stop arguing. And then she says, don't raise your voice. And I thought, short joke. She's got to go for the short joke. Aww. Don't raise your voice, she says to her. And Gary's looking at her like, I will cut you at the judge. And that's when things started going south.
What is it they're arguing about in front
everything.
Of the judge?
Everything.
Okay.
No, no, no. They're saying they argue about everything in life.
Right.
What
and
are they hoping to get out of this show, though? I understand. If they're not looking for a divorce... If they're hoping she can help them with their marriage?
You got me. I don't know why you go
She's
on divorce.
She's a judge. She's not even a counselor, right. Like a psychiatrist.
She spends the whole time counseling them. Zero time accepting the fact that they want a divorce.
It's the worst show ever.
It's the worst show ever.
He's just going on hoping this will lead to some sort of TV offer.
Probably.
I bet you're right.
But
yeah.
If they're not considering divorce, maybe the wrong show to be on.
Maybe.
But the huge numbers that divorce gets at 10 a.m. on KCAL, I'm sure this will skyrocket his career, much like Dancing with the Stars did with Steve Guttenberg.
Sure, he tried that too.
So then she gives Gary another piece of advice.
Don't raise your voice. That's your job for tomorrow.
Another short joke. That's where she
don't
has to raise
go. Your I don't voice. Think that's
because he's a little tiny
can't
guy.
Get any lower.
And she says, don't raise your voice.
I think it's his temper
what
that she's talking
the hell?
About. I don't think it's a short joke.
So then the final clip, she starts talking to them again with some more divorce. Some more.
The house is not on fire. You don't need to raise your voice.
Don't raise your voice,
I'd
she
like
says
to
again.
Know.
That's too much.
No.
I mean, really, at that point, you should walk out. So they're fine. They swear to her. She says, you're not going to get... Yeah, I'm not going to see People Magazine that you guys are divorcing, am I? And they say, no, no way. No, we'll never
no,
divorce.
People would never cover this story. Probably Star. That's why you see the story in Star.
But they're not even thinking about getting it. They're not even considering it, getting a divorce.
Yeah. They should have been on Shaky Marriage Court then.
Really?
Like divorce court.
You go on Dr. Phil or you go on one of those other BS shows
right.
where they try to like work out your problems or whatever, and then they tease for a future episode of Divorce Court. And again, I don't think the judge understands what the program is about.
I'd like to know, do you believe that husbands and wives should love their spouses unconditionally?
Call toll-free 1-800-282-1991, and your voice may be heard on an upcoming show.
Do you think that husbands and wives should love their spouses unconditionally? Yeah, I'm watching Divorce Court because I think that there's no end to a marriage.
They should always be
That's
together.
That's why I'm watching this show.
Next episode of Effin' Shaky Court.
Ralph was telling me a little bit earlier this morning that the staff here at the El Guapo Cantina was a little bit worried that the K-Rock listeners were not going to drink at 6, so they might not need to open the bar.
They seem to be pretty busy here right now.
Yeah. They don't know us very well,
cursing
do they?
Our names.
Our audience is already trying to cut back now. Yeah. They've already had so much.
I am hammered. I'm going to have to...
I've got to take a break.
I got to get a spacer.
It is Cinco de Drinco. We are live this morning at the El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina, 7250 Melrose Avenue. Free to get in, 21 and over, please. Special announcement coming up just after 7 o'clock. Details on the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008 and perhaps some special guests here that may have something to do with that announcement. How about that?
Perhaps.
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 No guarantees.
I don't want to give anything away. Yeah. Plus, of course, on the ones and twos.
DJ Omar Khan.
So we got all that going on and the drink specials and not
and a rousing game of Where's Waldo starring Bean.
That's correct.
Yeah. Beer Mug is going to be going for it. I'll have another one, please.
You got to cut Bean back.
Easy, Eli.
Beer Mug's going to be going for another Guinness World Record with the eating department, too. That's coming up. First, though, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Monday morning. What's going on?
Not to take any time out from the Showbiz Beat, because there's a lot of news to cover, but seriously, with your hat.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
No, this
I know.
This is the second time,
I know.
Too. He's
starting to sport this
now.
On a regular basis.
I wear
basis.
It for Valentine's Day, too.
Look, yeah,
and what is what
horrible.
Is the point of the horrible toque that you're wearing, Bob or Doug McKenzie?
Here's the deal, guys. Where I live in my real life, nobody cares about your hair, so nobody makes fun of your hair.
Yeah, but this isn't where you live.
Right.
This is where you work.
But that's why it's just easier just to put the hat on and not have to deal with all the grief about the hair.
I thought you were getting
your
hair
couldn't
cut.
Look, your hair couldn't look worse than the hat
does.
That's
I think
what we're
it
trying
could.
To tell you.
No. I think you're wrong.
It's not possible.
I think it could.
How about the combination of the hair and the hat?
I like the hat.
The hair and the hat is a horrible
we
combination.
Don't.
So why do you add to bad hair by putting on a bad hat?
What I'm saying is I don't need the grief about, oh, your hair looks bad.
Well, then don't make it look bad.
Well,
we can still see your hair because it hangs down to the middle of your back.
Come on.
Get like to your ass crack.
It's not that bad.
It is bad hair.
You're a homeless douchebag hippie.
Kevin, remember how much grief you got for your bad hair for all those years?
Yeah, and rightfully so. But
we all got used to it.
Did I multiply my problems by putting on a bad Where's Waldo hat?
But you only see mine a handful of times a year, and it's just not worth it.
So
it's
Kevin would have been better off after he dyed his hair platinum blonde by putting on a propeller beanie and walking around saying, well, I don't want anyone to look at my hair, so I'm going to just wear an asinine hat.
I like this hat, actually. To tell you
well, you're wrong.
I'm wrong that I like it?
Yes. Wow.
That's an objective thing. It's not subjective.
That's
right.
It's 6:51. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Let me guess. Perhaps a man in a metal suit may lead the report today.
Listen up, Hollywood. I told people to go see Iron Man. Next thing you know, the movie's making $100.8 million in its opening weekend.
That's something.
When is Hollywood going to get the understanding that I am able to make hits for them?
You're able to make hits?
Yes.
You know, there were some reviewers that were giving it some positive word of mouth as well.
Coincidental.
The cast did a tremendous amount of promotion for the last 2 weeks. It's been impossible for anyone to not know that movie was coming out.
What was the last interview Jon Favreau did before the movie opened?
Well, it was probably when he stopped by on
our show. I'm saying.
All right.
Wield the broadsword of success.
All right, well, I'll take that.
How much Iron Man have made if this show did not exist?
$13 million.
Wow.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's pretty impressive. Then you made a real difference today.
Maid of Honor was number two at the box office, made $15.5 million in its debut. Baby Mama was number three with $10.3 million. Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in at number four. Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, Eric.
Number five. That was a quick clip. Forbidden Kingdom was number six.
Hey!
Nim's Island 7, Prom Night 21, and 88 Minutes, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. Bean is a douche, according to Jason Segel, star of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What are you talking about?
He says that he would go around naked all the time if he could, and he loves that he shocked audiences and made some people unhappy by stripping down and forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He made me unhappy, I'll tell you that.
He tells AbsoluteNow.com that he finds nudity hilarious because some people in the culture are so terrified of the male body.
Hello?
Isn't that spot on with Waldo?
No, wow. I wasn't terrified
Waldo
of it.
Waldo does not like the human body.
You're terrified.
No one needs to see male junk.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't.
I don't care if you did.
I thought it was very funny. I thought his nudity was very funny.
Bean felt some funny stirrings, and
I think that's what it is. He's afraid, like, the dam will burst on his homosexuality. He'll never be able to get it back.
And by the way, this weekend, I took Lisa's advice and rented Walk Hard.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Nothing but nutsack in that movie, too. Just scene after scene after scene.
That's
of
true.
Just guys just walking around full frontal. I was like, what is the deal? What is going on with this disturbing
funny.
New trend?
Nutsacks are funny.
Yeah. But here's what I like about that movie is that he didn't try to, like, whip himself into shape and go on an exercise regimen.
Yeah.
The worse he looks,
real
the
dude.
Funnier.
A real dude. That's like Will Ferrell constantly trying to take his
Jimmy Kimmel.
Off. Jimmy Kimmel.
Look, the movie was funny, and I like Jason Segel, too. My biggest complaint was that you got an R-rated, you can show male sack. Why not also show some ladies? That's all I've seen. There are no boobs in that movie, and that's what pissed me off about Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Poor Bean, not enough boobs.
More boobs here today for Cinco de Drinko than there were in that movie.
That's what I'm saying. Boobs are everywhere. They're all around us.
Yeah,
it's
not
magical.
Everywhere enough, though.
You don't need it in every freaking movie that you see.
I want them in Congress. I want them on the money. I want them on homeless people. I want them everywhere.
Have you seen Congress?
We've got plenty of boobs in Congress, quite frankly.
Hey!
Speaking of which, in her upcoming memoirs, Barbara Walters has announced that she had an affair with a prominent Republican politician who was married at the time of their affair.
How about that?
That's some bad judgment.
She's scheduled to talk about it on her TV show, on the TV, Wednesday night. I guess they're going to do a special 2020 or something.
He's dead now, right? That's why she can come out about it?
Yeah, it was Teddy Roosevelt. That's why.
Strom Thurmond.
His whole family's dead.
Who would sleep with her?
I have no idea.
If you're a married
Republican congressman and or senator, and you're going to have an affair, why would you go to Barbara Walters?
With someone who has a TV show that she can publicize stuff with? And what's the show?
Or do somebody who's good-looking, more importantly.
Well, that's the more important thing, yeah.
It's very rare for a Republican to have an affair with a woman, too, by the way. That's another thing that's kind of weird about that story.
They're way gay.
Yeah.
They're probably trumpeting that for that reason. Let's get the word out. Someone slept with a woman.
Speaking of people who act in flimsy ways, Harrison Ford had his chest waxed for the environment.
For the environment?
Star Magazine reports that the Indiana Jones star recently taped the removal of his chest hair to simulate the impact of deforestation.
No.
Officially, that is a joke.
That's not true.
That's not true. There's no way that's true.
It's going to be in a new public service announcement.
I don't believe it.
No.
Apparently, he's trying to inject some humor into the situation, and he demonstrates deforestation by having his chest hair waxed.
He's a douche.
I do not believe that.
He didn't know how painful that was going to be, I guarantee you.
This is Kelly Clarkson. Is that scene from the 48-year-old version?
Well, yeah. It's not so much that they are untrue as much as they are true-less or lie-ish.
I don't believe it.
It's in Star Magazine. It has to be true.
No, I don't believe it either.
When it's airing, I'm going to bring it in. You guys are going to eat it.
I'd rather not.
100% true. with a margin of error of 100%.
That's more like it.
Looks like Lindsay Lohan is trying to follow in the footsteps of Britney Spears, believe it or not. She has signed on to do a short story arc on Ugly Betty. So trying to revive her career by appearing on a popular television show, much like Britney did. Apparently, paparazzi noticed that Lindsay showed up on the set Saturday for her first appearance, which will be on this season's finale. And then she's also expected to be on 5 shows next season, if she lives.
How weird that Lindsay Lohan is actually doing some acting.
I know. Usually you don't see her in that.
Doesn't have much time for that, usually, with all the partying.
Jimi Hendrix people are saying that the guy in the sex tape that was released last week is not Jimi Hendrix.
What?
Oh, really?
The family is saying that's not Jimmy.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I know Jimmy's wang bone, and that's not Jimmy's wang bone, they're saying. I have not seen it either, but it sure looks like him.
Does it?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're claiming, however, it's not him. Vivid Entertainment, by the way, that owns the rights to the footage, says it's absolutely Jimmy, and they spent a lot of time and money making sure it was him before they bought the 11-minute silent film, which was reportedly shot in a hotel room in 1968. A Hendrix biographer says it's not Jimi Hendrix because the nostrils look different.
What?
What kind of a sex tape is that? What's going on in that tape?
No. If you're looking at his nostrils, that's a bad sex tape.
No,
that's all I'm saying. And it looks like the new James Bond movie is indeed cursed after all. They've just lost the artist that was going to perform the theme song for the movie.
It was Amy Winehouse,
Amy Winehouse, indeed, was supposed to do the theme song for Quantum of Solace.
They lost her.
They can't find her.
They can't find her. I'm not surprised.
Producer Mark Ronson said that they had started the project, but he said he doesn't think Amy Winehouse could finish a song unless there's a miracle, he says.
By the way, how'd you like to be the... I mean, I know it's an honor to do a Bond theme. How'd you like to be the poor sucker that has to sit down and write a song called Quantum of Solace?
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, you almost have to be Mars Volta or somebody that's just so far out there on another planet that it doesn't matter what the song's called, you know?
Yeah. So they're looking for someone else to do the theme song right now. So the curse continues for Quantum of Solace.
Has that ever happened where a singer is so effed up they don't even think they can get it in one song?
Look, Scott Weiland was recording on his worst days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of course. Amy can't get through a session. That's good times. Plus, she's got the face disease.
She does
have worse.
But she sure looks good, man, when you see her.
You know, you forgive her a lot. You forgive a lot of her bad habits and her not making new music because you just look at her and say, yum.
And she dresses to impress.
She would be the hottest girl on any leper colony, I think. She would actually be the number one girl.
Not sure. Not sure.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Michael Palin from Monty Python's Flying Circus is 65 years old today. John Rhys-Davies, who starred in Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark, he is 64. Bill Ward, drummer for Black Sabbath, turned 60 years old today. Drummer for Black Sabbath is 60.
Well, Ozzy's got to be around there too, right?
Yeah, I guess he does. Tini Yathers from Family Ties is 35. And Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World, who played Topanga on that show. Damn. Oh, that's good stuff right there. She should be a Miller Chill girl. That's how hot she is.
No kidding.
She's 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Cinco de Drinco from the El Guapo Cantina. And we've been getting...
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo! Wow.
The booze is kicking in.
This is a great crowd for 7 o'clock in the morning, too, by the way. And we're going to be broadcasting live until 10 o'clock, 21 and up. It is free to get in. Come on down. By the way, you guys make fun of my hair. What's going on with freaking DJ Omar Khan?
Oh, we mock him endlessly as well.
What's happening with his hair?
Yeah, that's awful hair.
Look at that.
I'm sorry, I think he's hot.
Do you remember what his hair looked like?
Totally. Okay, but wait a minute. He's hot? Okay.
I like his hair.
No,
I like his hair.
I don't think Where's Waldo's got anything to say.
Good point.
I don't either.
Thank you, Pete Wentz. We appreciate that.
It does. He's so Fallout Boy right now. You're absolutely right.
And by the way, this is way better than it used to be. It used to be the color of dirt.
Yeah, it was like burnt umber.
Wow. It was really bad.
It's a tough room for hair. All right, so today...
No, just don't. Don't wear your hair like a bad.
Don't
be
bad.
Today is Cinco de Drinco, so like that's not already reason to celebrate enough. Does anyone know what else is happening today? Does anyone realize that you are seconds away? Yes, you are correct. We are seconds away from announcing the details of the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008. And believe me, we've been getting the emails over the last few weeks going, hey, guys, isn't it
about
that time? Maybe you can give us some you know, heads up.
I got the seatbelt from a guy named Mike. Every year I fly out there. I live in Pennsylvania to go to your weenie roast.
Wow.
Go PA.
Can you tell me the latest news? Well, we haven't been able to up until this point, but it's time. Hit it, Steve.
The story goes that it happens once a year. They ride into town with the devil on their backs. Some call it a curse, an outlaw's congregation. Others simply call it the Weenie Roast.
K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008. Saturday, May 17th. Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Metallica. The Offspring. Rise Against. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. The Raconteurs.
Same program.
Scars on Broadway. Atreyu. Flogging Molly. The Phlobots. Seether. MGMT. Ludo. The Bravery. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. If you're not a K-Rock Street Team member, sign up now at krock.com. It's your only way to get tickets. Starting now and right up to the show. Win tickets every hour. Every hour. On the hour. The world. Famous. K-Rock.
That's not bad, right?
What
That's
about
a lineup.
That?
Come Metallica. On.
Excuse Metallica. Me. Flobots. Yeah. Flobots. Yeah, Metallica, but Flobots.
By the way, I said Metallica, and you guys cheered less than you did for the Flobots.
Bad Religion live.
Bad Religion?
Well, Bad Religion and Pennywise, anytime you can get both of those guys in the same bill, you're talking about a phenomenal day. Metallica, The Offspring, The Raconteurs, Rise Against, The Bravery, who are so great.
I
live,
love that new
way.
Bravery song,
it's
by the
tremendous.
Way. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's great. Seether, who you know how great they are. Flogging Molly. Ralph, I know you got to love them. The
of course,
Irish in you, yeah.
Some Irish.
Atreyu, MGMT, Flobots, Ludo, Scars on Broadway. All of that one big day, May 17th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, which, by the way, is less than 2 weeks away, I'd like to point out.
That's a week from Saturday.
That's
Wait
right.
a minute. That's quick.
A
week from
a
Saturday.
A week from Saturday. Now, if you're going, but Kevin and Bean, I didn't get the on-sale information. That has not yet been revealed. It will very, very soon here on the world-famous K-Rock.
And to have to get that and to get tickets, you got to be a street team member.
Right.
That's correct.
I think that's the deal, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it
you want to go
deal.
To krock.com and sign up to be a street team member if you're not already, and we'll have information very, very soon about how you can buy your tickets. And if you miss this part of the announcement, by the way, giving away tickets at the top of every hour starting now. So at 8 o'clock, you'll be able to call in and win your tickets. Same deal at 9 o'clock. And we're going to give you a chance to win them down here for Cinco de Drinko. Some of you here today will leave with K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta the tickets.
Nice.
Could be the only ones that have won them so far. Yeah.
I just wish we could talk to some people that are going to be involved in the Weenie Roast.
Yeah, there's no way to do that, right?
I know.
There's no way to work that out.
Drag.
I did get an email from a K-Rock listener that was just taking me to task over the fact that The Offspring have a new CD that's coming out.
Right.
And what is wrong with us at K-Rock that we don't know anything about that and that we're not going to play the song and what have we got our heads up our asses and it just went on and on and on.
Well,
I was like, have a little patience, dude. We're
believe
be on
me,
it.
We're so happy to have The Offspring back because it's been a couple of years. They've taken a little bit of time off between releases this time. Not only will we be playing the new Offspring song, Hammerhead, in just a couple of minutes here on the Kevin Beach Show, what if I were to tell you that our friends Dexter and Noodles from The Offspring will be joining us coming up next right here.
I got an angry email saying, how come you're not talking enough about the hot sauce?
Well, we're going to get into that as well.
Gringo Bandito.
Gringo Bandito hot sauce.
Dexter does have his own hot sauce.
And they're furious. We're not talking about the new hot sauce.
The listeners
wow.
are.
Yes, they're just so angry. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We are going to take care of all of that. The K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008 is out of the bag. All the details at krock.com. And we'll talk all things Offspring when we return right after this on the world famous K-Rock. Suck on that, Seacrest. What?
Are we on?
I hope so.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, shoot. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey,
good. How you doing?
Noodles and Dexter are here from the Offspring.
Let's hear it for them, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Cinco de Drinko guest this morning in Hollywood. We were just playing Metallica there. The Offspring also on the bill for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008, along with many other groups we'll mention in a moment. And shockingly, you guys have never been on a bill with Metallica before, you were just telling us.
Never.
That's right.
How do you not cross paths in all the years that your respective bands have been together?
I don't know how.
They never did the Warped Tour.
Yeah. That, but neither did we until a couple years ago.
Well, one of the things that's awesome about this lineup is to have both of your bands back, to have Metallica back after a big, long absence. And it seems to us like you guys have been away since about 1985. I mean, really.
It has been a little while.
I was listening to you the other day, taking my kid to school, and you said something. You played at one of our songs, and you go, "Hey, Offspring, how about a new song in my lifetime?" And we were about a few weeks from finishing. I wanted to call you.
We knew that, dude.
Leave something on the afro line.
We were making a joke. So tell us about the last couple of years. Bring us up to speed. What have you guys been doing? Obviously, some of the time was spent working on the new record that's coming out very, very soon. But
a lot of the last couple of years, yeah. Last two years.
Last couple of years.
Yeah. Last year and a half, we've been in the studio pretty much the whole time.
So wow. For you, yeah. You've been working. It's been Offspring business as usual. It's just those of us on this side of the radio, not so much.
Yeah, well, you don't hear anything until it's done, you know. So we just kind of hide in the studio until we get it done.
Is it hard to say it's done? I mean, because it seems like if I were doing it, it seemed like you could tinker forever.
Ask
forever.
Axl Rose.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But he crazy, so.
Yeah.
They say records are never finished. They're abandoned, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of times they just get turned in because at some point you've got a deadline because you've already got a tour. You've already got other things that you're committed to, so you have to be finished.
Yeah, that sort of happened, but.
We don't really pay too much attention to deadlines. And, right.
You just
know,
they come and go,
like,
and you go, don't care. Yeah.
Now, you guys have been around for so long, and you kind of are doing your own thing. There's definitely an Offspring sound. Is Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace, the new one, is that kind of a continuation of where you've been? Is it similar, or has it been so long now that you guys have gone off and now it's a crazy, you know, reggae record?
Yeah.
Jazz fusion.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like us, for sure. We always experiment and do a couple different things on a record, going back to Ignition or whatever, what have you.
Right.
But yeah, I think it still sounds like us.
So it's all pretty much just piano ballads?
You know, typical Offspring piano ballads.
Stuff. Yeah. Right.
That's what you're famous for.
A lot of duets. Exactly. Yeah.
This is Dexter Noodles, of course, from the Offspring. We are happy to welcome them back. And by the way, we're going to play the brand new Offspring song, Hammerhead, coming up here in a minute. So let's run this lineup by you guys and see what you think. See if you approve for the K-Rock Weenie Rose D Fiesta 2008. Just announced this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. And you can win tickets starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Some of the new bands that are going to be playing that day, Ludo is going to be on the bill.
Excellent.
Flobots, they do that Handlebar song. I think you know and love it.
Never heard it. Never heard it before. It hasn't been stuck in my head, you know, for weeks.
That's
and weeks.
The problem with that song is you can't get it out of your head, you know, whether you want to or not.
Absolutely. You know, it's actually a great song, but it's like a virus. It gets in your head and it never leaves.
I think you guys should cover that. I think you should do the Handlebar song.
No,
MGMT on the bill for May 17th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Also, Atreyu. That's a band I'm sure you guys have played with before.
We did that with them on the Warped Tour, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flogging Molly is going to be there that day. Seether.
Nice.
Scars on Broadway, The Bravery, who are great live. How about, talk about some of your Southern California buddies. How about Bad Religion and Pennywise, both playing the bill that day.
Very cool.
Rise Against is going to be there.
Nice.
Right on.
The Rockin' Tours, ladies and gentlemen. Little band called The Offspring, headlining this year, the band Metallica. So that's your lineup. For
it's
the
an awesome lineup, man.
Wow, very cool.
Now, Dexter, every time we see you, you've learned some phenomenal new skill. What are you doing now? You're going to college and getting masters and flying planes. What's your latest crazy invention?
Well, I'm making hot sauce.
Of course you are.
By the way, like the natural thing to do.
I know that sounds like a joke, but Gringo Bandito is right here.
Gringo Bandito is the name of the hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
And you know the music industry is in trouble. You know, I figured we better try something else. You know,
hot sauce is the backup. That's your backup plan.
You can't download hot sauce
yet. Now, is this the only food item that you've branched out into?
The only food item.
This is it.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Hot sauce.
Just hot sauce.
Okay,
it's just for fun.
Why hot sauce? How was that decision made?
It's hot sauce is fun. You know?
Okay.
No, I mean, well, we grew up in Southern California. I love Mexican food and Mexican culture. And
I do too, but I never thought I should make some hot sauce.
Yeah, it just occurred to me one day.
How did that come about?
But aren't there 1,000 hot sauces on the market? How do you go into...
Oh, millions.
Yeah, millions
of them.
I mean, how do you decide that there's a niche that's available to you to do something different?
Right. Well, I'm not trying to win. I'm just having fun with hot sauce or anything. So it's great.
I have to pay you to drink a bottle of your hot sauce?
Is it doable?
I think it's doable. It's not super hot. People seem to really like it, though.
Let's make Beer Mug drink one.
I like it.
Where's our intern Beer Mug?
We took some to Japan with us back in August. We did some shows out there, and Kobayashi came to our show.
He's a
food eater.
The champion eater, right?
He's a friend of ours now. And he went through two bottles of that stuff, like, in an hour.
Yep.
Just sitting backstage after the show.
He's supernatural, though.
He is. That's
really,
absolutely.
He's a little skinny guy, and he has all the records.
He had his interpreter say to us, he goes, he says he can eat 200 bottles of this.
And we said, what do you mean, like 20? We thought there was a, no, 200.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
No, but it's fun. We've got it in Albertsons here in Southern California.
Oh, no
kidding. And it's in all the Wahoos as well. Wahoos.
How do you start the process? How do you say, I know the first 10 steps that I need to take?
The internet.
Really?
What's that?
Yeah, right.
Explain that.
I don't know.
I mean, it's one thing to make it, but this is another thing to market it and try and get it into Albertsons and all that stuff.
Yeah, It's just a lot of fun. I don't know. You just kind of – I have no idea what I'm doing.
Do you have –
you know what would be great is if you could get somebody to talk about it like on a radio show or something.
Yeah, there we go.
That would never work.
Is there a hot sauce division of the Dexter Holland Empire? I mean, do you have people whose job it is just to work on hot sauce, or do you make Noodles make calls after band practice?
Pretty much, yeah.
Noodles' job, yeah. He unloads – loves the truck.
You have little children someplace in a sweatshop puffing this stuff out?
My kids, yeah.
Exactly.
Where do they make the hot sauce, Dexter?
We make it in Newport.
No kidding. It's local then.
Yeah, for sure. It's all do-it-yourself, DIY.
All right, Gringo Bandito Hot Sauce.
Gringo Bandito.
How about that?
GringoBandito.com.
Well, I don't get the tie-in for coming down on Cinco de Mayo. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. Where is Beer Mug, by the way? Why can't I see it? Beer Mug, will you come drink one of these for me, please? Come here.
Yeah, this is our intern. He's going to attempt to set a world record by eating soft tacos a little bit later on this
Before
morning.
We take a quick break and come back with the brand new Offspring
chug
song.
Chug it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out as fast as we might like. But
that's not much of a chug, but...
This is what's great about Mirga. You can give him anything to eat or drink, and he'll just do it, no questions asked. It's just awesome to have a guy like this on staff.
He has not even slowed down.
That's pretty impressive.
No, he's going for it. How is it?
Take the little plastic thing off.
Very tasty. Take the plastic thing off. They say it'll go down much.
All right. Yeah. We'll let him drink the rest of that for the crowd down here. We'll return with the brand new Offspring song and more with the guys right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
Dude, that totally sounds like that band, The Offspring. Remember that?
We got Dexter Noodles right here from The Offspring. That's their brand new one. It's called Hammerhead on the world-famous K-Rock. New album is going to be coming out, or whatever you call it these days, on June 17th. Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace. You're giving that away, that song? That Offspring?
That's right.
That new Offspring
That's
song?
That's right. Right now on krock.com.
You know you can make money from that if you sell it, right? You know that.
right. Yeah, I always say we're making a new album for the kids to download.
He's got a hot sauce.
That's true. Right. He doesn't need money from music.
Not a backup.
By the way, the reason Dexter Noodles are here from The Offspring, of course, is this morning we made the announcement of the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008. If you missed it, they're on the bill. Metallica, Rockin' Tours, Rise Against, Pennywise, Bad Religion, The Bravery, Scars on Broadway, Seether, Flogging Molly, Atreyu, MGMT, Flowbots, and Ludo, all the details at krock.com. Coming soon, we'll tell you how to buy your tickets. A lot has changed in the music business since your last record came out 3 years ago. I'm sure you had a meeting where you said, how are we going to handle this? What are the formats? How are we going to get it available to the people? What kind of conversation? What did you come up with?
You know, I mean, you just kind of do whatever. At this point, it's all for fun for us, you know? So
it wasn't really like that, you know? I mean, you try to use the internet... Because the internet's here to stay, you know.
It's a fad.
You can try, You can try to swim against that current, and you're just going to drown, you know. Or try to take it for a ride, figure out how to make it work for you, you know. So we try to be creative and do things to help get our music out there.
I'm really stoked we're giving out our first single right now. It's like as of right now, right? This morning.
Yes, it's available today,
for free.
Right?
But that's something that we did. I mean, we believe in. We did it. Geez. Well, 8 years
seven,
ago?
Seven, right. 8 years ago, yeah.
We actually put our song up.
But it's so interesting the way it has kind of changed what used to be called the setup and the promotion of an album, you know, when you used to have a street date, and it almost is like there's no street date anymore.
Right, because everything leaks.
Yeah. Leak date.
But, I mean, like, look at what the Rockin' Tours did, and they're playing the Weenie Roast, too. I mean, they finished the record and then made it available everywhere a week later or something like that just because they didn't want to have to deal with all of that, with it getting out and stuff like that. I mean, it's crazy. But you guys have always had that, you know, that live following. You'll always be able to sell a seat, right, when you go out there.
We hope so, but you never know.
I've already sold a lot of Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace. I've sold.
Oh,
like,
you're selling copies?
2,000 copies already.
Nice.
eBay.
Nice.
Out of the trunk of your car.
Thanks, guys. And I've also sold a lot of hot sauce.
Good, good deal. Yeah.
I did notice you were stuffing it into your knapsack. Noodles, you said when Hammerhead came on K-Rock a minute ago that it still sounds good to hear him on the radio for the first time. That's still a thrill after 20 years?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been 3 years since we've had any new songs played on the radio, and It's cool, man. It's absolutely.
Have you ever had a point in your career where you felt like no one would care about the next album, or have you always had confidence that there was going to be an Offspring audience out there?
Well, we've been really lucky. We've been doing this for a number of years now, so we know we have some great fans out there. You know, so we're never too worried, but there is always that little, voice in the back of your head.
Right?
What if this record just totally flops? Yeah. You know? You never know.
Now, we were talking off the air about all of the Weenie Roast and the different shows that you've played for K-Rock. The first one was 94, did you say?
94, yeah.
Wow.
And who else was on that bill?
That was with Oingo Boingo and
Counting Crows.
Wow.
Was it
Frente?
No, was that the Frente year?
Yes, that's right.
They're the highlight.
Frente rocked.
Oh, wait, that's all.
By the way, there are hot chicks here with us this morning who were five when you guys were playing that show. How sad is that?
Oh, wow.
I was still a janitor when we played that show. I hadn't quit my job yet.
In 94?
In 94. I didn't quit my job until middle of June. I was a janitor at an elementary school.
Yeah, right.
A head custodian.
Head custodian.
Give me some credit.
Okay.
And so I promised my boss I wouldn't quit till the school year was up. So.
But then at some point you were like, okay, my band's making it. I don't need to sweep floors.
Yeah. I still wasn't sure.
You didn't really?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Wow. But you've been together for 5 years or something by then, hadn't
Ten
you?
Years,
Ten
yeah.
years. 10 years you've been together and you still had a day job.
Yeah, we all had day jobs.
Yeah. We didn't have anything going on.
Dexter, what were you doing? What were you going back to the day after the Weenie Roast 94?
I was in school, so...
Oh, you were still in school. Yeah.
Going back to the lab.
You guys remember when you almost killed us at the Acoustic Christmas at the Shrine? Remember that?
Yeah. People were talking about the balcony shaking.
The balcony. We turned around at one point and looked at the balcony, and I remember looking at our boss and saying, that's going to collapse. Because everybody was bouncing right at the exact same time, and the whole thing was bowing maybe a foot. It was moving.
My brother was up there, and he said it was scary.
It was scary.
Wow. I was like, this is the end. This is going to be the last Acoustic Christmas, last Weenie Roast. We're going to have mass casualties. I was looking for exits. I didn't know what was going on.
That would have been terrible.
Yes, it would have.
That's an understatement, isn't it?
That's the thing about, the kind of music we like playing, you want it a little dangerous. I mean, until people get hurt or killed. But you like having that sense that somebody might get hurt or killed.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't want it to actually happen.
Not actually, yeah.
All right, let me ask you guys this. And again, if you're just joining us, Dexter Noodles are here from The Offspring. We're talking about the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008 on May 17th at Verizon. How did it start, and what's going to happen when we see you in 2 weeks with the people throwing stuff at you from when you're on stage?
How did
that start?
These a-holes were encouraging him to do it.
Oh, that time. We asked him to, yeah.
These bastards were going, hey, throw stuff.
Being a janitor, I know what it's like to have to clean up after people. We thought if we could get the people to clean up themselves, throw all the trash up onto the stage.
We'd take it from there.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize it was so altruistic.
It was.
Of course.
How about that? Considerate.
You bastard.
It seemed like a really good idea until I realized that my daughter, who was like 8 at the time, and my mom and my dad were out in the middle of that. Then it didn't really seem like such a great idea.
Hey, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah. My dad actually thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't.
Yeah. Nobody else did either. Yeah.
I was covered with food products.
We all were. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, all right. Anything else we need to know about Offspring 2008? You're hitting the road. The album's coming out. You're excited to be back?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Definitely.
It's going to be great. Stoked to have the song out.
Got the hot sauce. We're calling it Gringo de Mayo now.
Gringo de Mayo.
We came up with Cinco de Gringo, but that didn't really have much of a ring to it.
I'm sticking with that one, actually. Kevin.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't tell you. Am I right, kids, how great it is to have the Offspring back after all this time on K-Rock? I mean, seriously.
Thank you.
It's so great to see you guys, and it's going to be so awesome having you down there and having you on the same bill as Metallica and the Rockin' Tours. That's going to be an old-fashioned rock show right there, isn't it?
Nice. It's awesome, yeah. Pennywise, Bad Religion.
Pennywise, right.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
Great to see you. Thanks for the hot sauce.
You're welcome.
See you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Fantastic.
Offspring, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
On the air.
We're on, dude.
On the air. Mm-hmm. On the air.
Chips and salsa are good and stuff, but not for the folks at home.
What?
Yeah, just, eat on your own time.
All right.
It's 7:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Cinco de Drinco is happening. El Guapo Cantina, 3 blocks west of La Brea on Melrose in Hollywood. 21 and up. Come on down. It's free.
We just had Dexter and Noodles from The Offspring up here, and we're going to talk to Lars from Metallica coming up after 8 o'clock, because Metallica, of course, is headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008.
That's great. We just played the Rack and Tours. So.
Yes, they'll be on the bill. It's a tremendous lineup. All the details at krock.com, 753. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday. What's going on?
Time for K-Rock Sports Saturday night. The Philadelphia Flyers beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-4.
I don't think
Montreal
taking that season, taking that series rather, 4-1. So yeah, they move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals, which are coming up this week.
We're not really doing sports right now, is the showbiz. You're going to do the entertainment.
Sorry. Yeah. All of Hollywood is talking about the Philadelphia Flyers beating the Montreal Canadiens Saturday night 6-4.
I was watching that game. I was like, oh, please God, let them win. Ralph will be in a great mood. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I was watching in the sports book in Vegas, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs, and everyone else was watching everything else but hockey.
Oh, really?
It's Monty Hall. That's who we're playing.
They were down like 3-1 or something, and then they scored like 75 goals in a row. It was really amazing.
It ended up being 76-1, I think.
Crazy.
You called that one just like you called Colonel John to win the Kentucky Derby, and I want to congratulate you on that pick, because Friday Ralph said, if you ever believed anything I've ever told you before, listeners, put everything you own, mortgage your house, and put it on Colonel John.
I'm not sure if I said all that.
I think so. Lisa, do you put down money?
I put some money down on your word.
Well, you're an idiot.
Because I've seen you do well at the races.
I've seen him not do well. So
I do not well more often than I do well. Let's take a look at the showbiz beat, shall we? Iron Man did well. Did better than Eight Bells.
Should have bet on that.
Yeah, did better than Iron Man this weekend.
That's a rough race where they put you down if you come in second, man. And that is just, that's heartless.
Motivates you to win, though,
I guess.
Made $100.8 million this weekend. That's right, $100.8 million.
That is unbelievable. And not even a holiday weekend.
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it. John Favreau, I guess, will be making a second one.
What
there was
a
some
great
speculation
movie that
was. As to whether there will be a sequel or not.
Why didn't you tell us that was good?
Oh,
that was really good.
I told you. I insisted that you go.
You mentioned
also,
it?
You also told us to stay to the end of the credits,
right.
But it's a long movie and I had to pee.
So
I
you
had to make
it
a decision, so I had to leave.
Well, we're not going
to
tell you what happens, then. You got to go back.
It's okay. I'll
I don't
want to
say
one.
For people who haven't seen it yet, but it is worthwhile staying for the little tidbit after the credits.
Yeah.
I guess when they signed the actors up for Iron Man, they all had to sign up for three in order to get in. So I guess everybody's going to be in place to come back for another one.
And also, you can look forward to seeing Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark and Iron Man in the new Hulk movie.
Yes.
That's
really?
Not a secret anymore. A little cross-promotion between
those
two.
Cool.
You know what I didn't realize after I saw the movie? I thought, where was Stan Lee? I forgot to even look for him.
He was on the red carpet.
Didn't see
he
him.
He was Hef. Said, hey, Hef, good to see you.
Was Hef.
And then Stan Lee spins around with two girls, one on each arm, and it's Stan Lee in a smoking jacket looking like Hugh Hefner.
The audience was laughing, and I didn't know why.
Because John Favreau told us I'm not going to spoil the surprise, and then afterwards I was like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. But you've seen Stan Lee 100 times,
I know,
Lisa.
I know.
Yeah, but we don't worship at the altar of Stan Lee like you do. Yeah.
But still.
But still.
But still.
But still.
I recognize John Favreau.
What a great movie.
Good for you.
Since he was on the show on
Friday. He was in the movie and on the show. I'm pretty proud.
Maid of Honor was number 2 at the box. Elvis made $15.5 million. Baby Mama came in at number 3 with $10.3 million. Is this my shot here? Is this my shot?
Oh, now you're doing shots.
All right.
Hey, Ralph.
I got to do a shot with Mug here. I'll be right with you. I'll be right back with you in a second. Here we go.
Ralph's doing a shot.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
How much should Mug be drinking when he's going for a Guinness World Record in an hour?
A lot.
Might help.
Ralph, you got a
loosen him up.
A Miller Chill.
Chaser.
Chaser.
I call it the Miller Chaser. Woo, that was a lot of tequila.
It seemed like a lot. Not much of a shot. It was more of a half glass.
Yeah, that's good. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, number 4. Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, number 5. Forbidden Kingdom was number 6. Nim's Island, number 7. I cannot stop salivating. Prom Night was number 8. 21 was number 9, and 88 Minutes came in at number 10 at the box office this weekend.
The problem with The Doors Are Open and anyone can come down 21 and up is that Nick is here to see the podcast.
Hey, everybody!
Nick.
Hi, Nick! I love Cinco de Mayo!
We didn't leave instructions to keep him out?
No, we didn't.
I thought we always stopped him at the door. That was just policy at our live broadcasts.
Well, he's here now.
All right.
Looking. We couldn't be happier.
Nick,
see Iron Man this weekend? But you did.
Of course he did.
How many times?
Just once.
Okay.
Right. I liked Iron Man.
Nick's a big comic book geek. Ashton Kutcher probably isn't very popular with the friends in his neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
He did an interview recently where he says he loves to relieve himself outside every morning.
Why?
Is this the hottest trend in Hollywood? This is what Jack Johnson was telling us last week, is that he pees in his yard all the time.
Ashton Kutcher says he loves to take his dog for a walk in the morning and pee outside on his property because it makes him feel closer to nature.
God.
When the dogs go, so do I, said Ashton.
Okay.
Most people just go for a hike when they want to go close to nature.
Go to the beach, maybe sit there, watch the waves roll in.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Don't need
smell
to
a flower.
Urinate out of doors in order to feel like you're closer to nature.
What does he do if he doesn't have to pee and his dog wants to? Then what?
The craps.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. He says it makes him feel like a caveman.
Well,
that's what you're looking
for. We're all looking for that.
Me, I just insure with Geico.
Demi Moore is one lucky woman.
She sure is. Kim Kardashian is very impressed by her own life.
Glendale!
She says to AbsoluteNow.com that she thinks her show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, could literally go on forever because her family is so interesting.
Wow.
But we'll have
That's
run
what she
out
likes
of,
about her.
We'll have run out of interest in her.
I've seen that show. It's not that good.
It's not
no,
that
but sometimes they try to do something wacky, and then Bruce Jenner has to be all no and great.
It's not great.
No,
it's a bad show.
It's not great at all. What I was thinking.
It's been on too much.
Lindsay Lohan is trying to follow in the footsteps of Britney Spears by reviving her career with
who?
A guest shot.
I'm
on
sorry,
a,
who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Thank you very much.
She's going to do a guest shot on a popular TV show, Ugly Betty. She's going to do 5 episodes. She's got a story arc on that show. Her first appearance will be set up on the season's finale. She's filming it currently on the set, and the paparazzi are apparently storming the set where she's appearing. She will be one of Ugly Betty's former classmates who was mean to her in high school, but is now down on her luck and looking for a job in the fashion industry, so she's got to suck up to her to get a gig at the fashion magazine where Betty works. I understood none of the things I just read. I've never seen that show once. I have no idea what Betty does, where she works, or why it's important.
I understand it.
Well, that's all that matters.
It'll be good.
Here's what you need to know about Ugly Betty. Her name is Betty.
Right.
She's ugly.
Right.
She's not attractive, if that's what you mean.
Right.
And she works in a fashion magazine. And more TV news. It is sweeps. Every May, of course, they have the big rating sweeps periods, and CBS is trying to garner more listeners by cross-promoting 2.5 Men and CSI. Apparently tonight and Thursday night, the two shows were intermingle, where Charlie Sheen and John Cryer's characters wake up in Las Vegas with a dead prostitute.
Okay.
Those are not two shows that go well together,
Doesn't
Ralph.
Seem like a good mix
no,
to me.
Not at all.
How funny can it be when the 2.5 Men wake up with a dead prostitute?
Yeah.
Then the CSI team shows up, and they have to try to solve the case because they will find out who murdered the prostitute.
Really?
I am puzzled. Now, are both...
I'm thinking it's a little fat kid.
Probably so.
The little fat kid probably killed the prostitute.
Are both of those episodes on tonight?
No, it's tonight is 2.5 Men, and then Thursday night will be CSI.
That'll be the thrilling conclusion?
That will be where we cross over.
Wow.
And lastly, speaking of CSI, actor Gary Dorton, who plays Warwick on that show, released a statement to Access Hollywood over the weekend talking about his side of the story in regard to his arrest on drug charges last week. He was pulled over when police... Actually, he wasn't pulled over. He was discovered, I guess, when he was asleep by the side of the road at 5:30 in the morning behind the wheel of his car. He said he pulled over after Coachella. He was attending Coachella and pulled over so he wouldn't drive drunk.
He's one talented Negro.
But I wonder how he got to that location to pull over.
Good point. Transported.
Good point.
Yeah. Transported there.
Cops, when they searched his car, found heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and prescription pills in his luggage.
And why does this delight the Negro?
But Gary says all of his drug tests came back clear, so it shows that he wasn't using those drugs.
So he's just dealing.
Selling?
He's just a mule.
Transporting and dealing, apparently, is all he's doing.
He says, in fact, he's working on events to try to get the word out that he believes you don't need a bunch of nasty chemicals to have a good time. What do you need? Asked Gary. Just good friends, family, good music, and a good, honest spirit full of faith.
Says the guy who's asleep in his car at 5 a.m. because he's
with
plastered.
A bunch of heroin in his bags.
Yeah. What the hell? I will take advice from him, certainly.
I want to worship at the altar of Gary Dorton. I'm now a Dortonist. That's my new religion.
Fantastic.
I hope you'll all join me. Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Palin from Monty Python's Flying Circus. He is 65. John Rhys Davies. Who starred in Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think he's in Crystal Skull, the new Indiana Jones.
Oh, good.
Well. He is 64.
You won't recognize him anyway, Lisa.
No, that's right. I know what he looks like.
I'm Stan Lee. I was hammered. I didn't know.
Who's the guy in the iron suit? I didn't get that at all.
Teeny.
Hey, Lisa, let me just
make you... When did I get 80?
Let me just make you feel a little bit better.
That's what we'd like to know. When did you get 80?
I saw the same scene where Stan Lee, and he said, nice to see you, Hef. And my thinking process was... Sure know that guy from somewhere. Have no idea who he is, but I can get the joke.
All I thought was, that's not Hugh Hefner.
No idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know the scene where Terrence Howard, as Jim Rhodes, turns to the suit, the first Iron Man suit, the gray one, and says, next time.
Yeah.
About him getting the
right.
suit. Yeah. In the comic books, he takes that suit on and becomes a superhero.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they kind of give you a little tease about what's coming up in the next movie.
Didn't get that either. I just thought he was frustrated because he couldn't try it.
No.
Time pressure.
A little inside
all
stuff.
Right.
Teeny Others from Family Ties is 35, and Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World, who played Topanga on that series, and she's got massive cans. She is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ.
We are
Cinco de Drinko or Gringo de Mayo, either way.
Gringo de Mayo is what Dexter from The Offspring wanted us to call today. They just left Offspring on the bill on a show we just announced this morning, the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. If you haven't heard yet, Saturday, May 17th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. What about The Offspring coming back? What about the Rockin' Tours, Rise Against, Pennywise, Bad Religion, The Bravery, Scars on Broadway, Seether, Flogging Molly, Atreyu, MGMT, Flobots, Ludo, and oh yes, one I forgot, a little band called Metallica is going to be returning to grease us with their presence and headline the Weenie Roast. It's been a lot of years since we had Metallica down there, but we are psyched to have them back.
We have Lars on the phone. Good morning, Lars. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
So nice to talk to you again. Happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend.
Back at you, man.
I know. We were just, you know, it's so funny. We were talking with Dexter and Noodles just left our location here a few minutes ago, and they're a band that we're so excited to have back, as we are with your group. And you guys have never performed on the same bill together, they told us, which shocks me.
You know what? I did not realize that. Then it is about time.
It is.
Yes, it is.
If he's still hovering out there, or if he's listening to this, you got to tell him that Metallica not only appreciate and respect the Offspring's music, but we've all become fanatical about Dexter's Hot Song. Okay? And, we just finished our last bottle in the studio on Friday, so maybe Dexter, if you could send some more up to the boys at HQ, we'd appreciate it.
Wow. That is so hilarious that you would say that, because we're sitting
put that on everything, man. I'm telling you, everything. We even put it on our other Mexican hot sauces just to, you know, spice it up a little.
That's hilarious, because we're sitting here. We're at a Mexican restaurant right now for the Cinco de Mayo, the El Guapo Cantina in Hollywood, and we're just surrounded by the Gringo Bandito. He brought down a whole case for us, and it is good
man.
Stuff. So that's,
I am telling you.
That's hilarious.
We'll send some over. We'll have some backstage for you, Lars.
I think, actually, at this point, I think Metallica is about the only rock band left that doesn't have its own hot sauce.
That's true.
Yeah,
so
get with it.
Start thinking about it.
Need to work on that.
Now, I know we'll have a chance to catch up more when we see you, but just real quick, we wanted to have you on because, A, we're just, you know, so excited to have you headlining the show. It's such
Thank
a
you.
Special, special treat to have you guys out there.
Thank
Do you remember how long ago was it that you headlined the Weenie Roast for the first time? It had to be 10 years or something, right?
It was 99, I think, the Chili Peppers and us, and I think it was like Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock and a whole slew of the kind of up-and-coming rap metal bands and all that. We were on tour in Europe, and we had a week off, and we were like, okay, great, we'll break up our European tour with a week off, and then about a week before that, our managers called up and said, no vacation, boys, go back to L.A. and hang with your friends at K-Rock. You know what? We'll be glad to break up our vacation for that.
It was awesome. Now, tell us what's new in Metallica land. I understand 2008 is kind of, you guys are climbing out of the cave. You got a bunch of plans. We're actually going to see you again for the first time in a while.
Climbing out of the studio cave. Yeah. We're, you know, knock on wood here. There's plenty of wood here I'm knocking on. This week should be our last week in the studio. And then we're going to come and, you know, hang with you guys next week and then see some friends in Tucson also next weekend. And then we're off to Europe and start basically playing, you know, outdoor festival shows in Europe as part of our annual summer vacation in Europe.
Now, you've been working on the new CD, right, Rick Rubin?
Yeah, and then the record should come in September.
That's September, okay, because all over the Internet it says the end of October, but you're saying it's going to be September.
You know what? I've heard myself say too much in the last couple of weeks. There's still a week left. So there's plenty of time to screw it up.
I got you.
But if it says it on the Internet, it must be true. That's what we say.
Of course. Yes. You know, of course. Maybe there's another Metallica out there. I don't know. We're planning on putting this baby out at some point in September, like I said, unless something, what they call in the music business, an act of God. So
yes, I understand. This is Lars Ulrich. We're talking about, of course, the band Metallica, headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. Can you tell us anything about Mission Metallica? I understand you have plans for an all-new website to be unveiled shortly.
It rolls next Monday. You know, it's basically
you know, the whole kind of get a free DVD with the album and all that, and watch, you know, the making of the album and all that type of stuff. We thought instead of doing the usual DVDs and all that, it was like, why don't we just do it on the internet and people can kind of tune in every day, watch clips, you know, contests, get updates for what's going on with the record, and kind of watch the last couple of months of song titles, album titles, final mixes, you know.
Great.
Some projects, some broadcasts from the tour in Europe. And so it's kind of like a little bit of a countdown type of thing, you know. And so once you kind of announce the release date.
Yeah, I understand.
Once you announce the release date and all that, then we're doing all this so public that we'll probably end up screwing it up somehow and look completely stupid.
It should be fun, man.
It should be fun.
It sounds good. And it's so funny for a guy like you, Lars, and your band that have been around for so long, to think back that there was a time when you really didn't know anything about what was going on with the record being made until you went down to the store and bought it. That was it. And now there's just so much access, and the fans are so much closer to the musicians than they've ever been before, thanks to the internet. It's kind of exciting, and I imagine from your standpoint, terrifying.
Well, I kind of like it, because you know what it does? It keeps you on your toes, man, and it keeps you kind of like okay. And to me, Metallica has always been about access to our fans, or the fans having access to us. And so this to me is sort of the ultimate in just, you know, the fans feeling close to the band and having that kind of access. I actually really like it.
Yeah, yeah. When do you think, and I know you're maybe don't want to put a date on it, but when will we hear the first new Metallica song from the new record?
A week from Saturday at the Weenie Rose?
You know what? I mean, obviously, you'll probably hear it about 5 minutes after we finish playing. So
okay. All right.
The internet, which we appreciate.
Sure.
So I would say that based on the rehearsals in the last week, I mean, we're obviously playing a bunch of new songs. And at some point, very, very soon, we're going to start playing some new stuff live. Whether that's going to happen in Irvine in a couple weeks or not, we haven't quite figured that one out yet, but it'll be pretty soon.
I read on the internet that you were going to be playing some live music on a week from Saturday, new stuff.
And whatever you read on the
That's
internet.
That's right,
exactly.
True. Has to be true.
Well, we're so psyched to have you guys back. It's so great to have new Metallica. Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. And, of course, you are headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. We just gave away the very first pair of tickets. Right now, Wayne Gnecco from Anaheim is the only person in the world who has tickets.
Wow.
We're giving them away every hour.
We shouldn't give away anymore. Just hold that guy's
away. Hey, we throw some hot sauce in there, okay?
All right. We'll give him some hot sauce as well.
And we'll bring a hot sauce. And, Lars, I know we'll see you down there May 17th. Thanks for joining us.
We'll
Kevin
be down
Regina.
There. We'll see you guys, man. Happy, it sounds like you got a pretty full party thing happening there.
We do. See you soon, dude.
Happy Monday.
Thanks, Lars.
See you soon, man. Thank
you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That hot sauce is a big hit, I'll tell you. Ralph can't get enough.
Lars and me.
Yeah.
Me and Lars can't get enough of the
hot sauce.
Sauce,
right? 8:25 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is a huge day for us here because it's Cinco de Drinco at El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina on Melrose. Also, we announced this one in the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. Details at KROQ.com, and we'll give away some more tickets coming up at 9. How about a world record today?
How about,
yes.
Before you get to that, can I tell you how much I like this Miller Chill?
Yeah, please.
I'm loving this Miller Chill.
Okay.
I'm drinking a lot of Miller Chill.
Yes, you are. That's true.
It is. It's crisp. It's delicious. It's frosty cold, and it sends the tequila right down your throat as you do a shot, which is a good thing.
Thank you for that, Ralph. Kevin, what's the history of Beer Mug? So far, he's attempted, I think, 4 world records, and he has set all 4 of them.
He's shattered.
He's in
4
the
just set,
records.
Yeah. Demolished. I mean, it's not even close.
Really?
He like tripled, doubled, and tripled some of them.
I remember in a milkshake, he drank an entire 17-ounce milkshake in 0.1 seconds, and I didn't think that was even humanly possible.
I think the record was 9.8 seconds.
Right, and he shattered it.
No, he only got about a third of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my memory
we tried
is,
it like 5 times.
My memory is he set no record.
Oh,
that he
wait a minute, that's right.
100%
Did
failure.
I say all? I meant no.
You
meant
disaster.
No
right.
record.
Beer Mug, are you losing any enthusiasm for the eating world records?
Like I said during the milkshake challenge, Mama don't raise a quitter. I will give anything you throw my way. Let's do this.
That's why I like Beer Mug, is because we were standing there in the office the other day, and he's like, dude, chicken soft tacos are my forte.
Yeah. I've done a lot of research with those. I mean, what do you mean by that, Mug? I've had some.
Some, yeah.
Listen to this, Mug, and I don't know if this will fire you up. I don't know if this is the incentive you need, but the current world record is 48 soft chicken tacos. It was set at a place called the Zocalo Restaurant. I don't know where that is, but it was September 29th, 2004.
By a girl.
By a girl?
By a girl.
Wow.
Sonia Thomas is the current world
Sonia
record holder.
Sonia Thomas. She's a beast, I bet, huh?
No, I bet she's a good-looking, svelte model type.
A delicate little flower.
Way skinny.
So the record is 48 soft chicken tacos in 11 minutes. That's what we're looking for. As ladies and gentlemen, once again, Beer Mug tries to set a world record.
Eating challenges are the name of his game. He has never won one. He is super lame. He's Beer Mug. What's he gonna chug? Easter beefs or hot dogs, you know he'll never quit. K-Rock's Kevin even made him taste poor sh**. He's Beer Mug. What's he gonna chug?
I'd just like to say in my own defense, he was more than happy to lick that floor. More than happy.
Quick, a real recap. He tried the Peeps thing.
Right.
The Peeps, that didn't go so well.
Right.
Milkshakes, we talked about.
That's right.
That already.
Poorly.
What else is
Frosted he donuts or powdered donuts.
Oh, powdered donuts.
And bananas.
And bananas.
Yeah.
We'll eat those bananas. So far, those are the four we've tried to tackle with Beer Mug.
Now, Mug, this is the first time we've done it out of studio. Is this going to help you, having an enthusiastic crowd around you, or will it hinder you because it's too distracting?
I think the crowd enthusiasm is going to help me out a lot here.
Okay. Could I suggest that you swallow?
That's what she said.
Yes, my downfall for the last challenges have been that I've just shoved it in my mouth without actually
food in until it comes back out.
I'm going to try to swallow.
Unless you're a chipmunk, that's a bad strategy.
I won't storm in my cheeks.
All right, what is your strategy since you're not going to be able to talk to us during the challenge? How are you going
to
do this?
I'm going to try to do two bites on a single taco, hopefully get that taco down on only two bites.
Okay. Now it's 11 minutes.
It is, so we're going to start and go away and then come back.
And
because
48 is the record. We're looking for 49 in order to beat.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Who's going to be counting? King of Mexico, are you going to be counting how many heats? Okay.
Come on, everybody. That's a half-hearted swallow chant at best.
Are you guys, Mug, are you ready? You ready for me to start the timer?
Let's do this, Bean. Let's do this.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, chug.
You don't chug soft tacos.
Eat, eat. All right, his plan of doing two bites per taco is already shot.
But two and a half bites he was able to get one in.
Three.
Now don't put another one in and
swallow. God damn it, swallow. Will you eat?
All right, it has taken
there
him.
There you go, there you go.
That's like a minute for one taco.
I mean, seriously, look at this. We're at 20 seconds already. He hasn't finished the first taco.
Still chewing.
And now we're at 30 seconds. He hasn't finished the first taco.
Good pace.
He may have bought too many tacos.
No human being has ever been able to swallow less than Beer Mug.
It's almost like he's setting a record for the slowest somebody can eat a taco.
Is anybody else in the mood for a chicken soft taco?
I think we're going to
give
away.
Left over.
All right. Mug has, let's wait 10 more seconds and see where he is 1 minute in. He's still on his second taco, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on pace. He's on pace.
All right. His second
he's
one is in the mouth now.
Come on.
Oh, he's chasing it down with Cinderella Chill,
nice.
Which is your strategy, Ralph.
That's right.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back. Beer Mug is attempting a world record here. It's Cinco de Drinco. We'll return in a moment on the world famous K-Rock.
Chowd is chanting swallow.
Because that's the part of eating that Muggs has apparently forgotten how to do.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We are live this morning at the El Guapo Cantina in Hollywood, and Beer Mug, our intern, is attempting to set yet another world record. Less than 1 minute to go, by the way. Time on the clock. Less than 1 minute to go.
The record is 48. Dave?
In 11 minutes.
What number is he on?
He's on 8.
He's on 8.
Are you freaking kidding me? The record is 48. He's on 8?
What's he
got? You're only 40 shy, Mug. Come on.
The table is covered with chicken soft tacos, and there's only 30 there. We didn't even get him 48.
The record was set on September 29th, 2004, by a girl, by the way, Sonia Thomas, who I would very much like to date if she could do that, by the way. Beer Mug is at 8 after 11 minutes. In 20 seconds, it'll be 11 minutes on the clock. This is unbelievable. This is a failure of the...
But
he's not going to break double digits
but
in
11
minutes.
Here's what I like about Beer Mug. He seems very happy with his performance.
Yeah.
All right.
He's dancing and smiling.
I don't understand that. Don't put any more in your mouth after you swallow that, because we need to talk to you. All right, here we go. We got 5 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, if he doesn't break the record, because you told him not to put any
more
in his mouth.
3, 2, 1, and failure,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Failure!
So 8.5, 8.
Mug. What? Give him a microphone. What happened, Mug?
8.
Somebody give him a microphone.
Beer Mug sucks! Beer Mug sucks! Beer Mug sucks!
Mug! Your mom! Your mom!
Yeah, good one.
Mug, 8? Seriously, 8? That's not even trying.
You know what? You're getting worse with each progressive attempt.
That was rough. I'm not going to lie. The flour tortilla was rough on the consistency going down the throat.
You have the smallest throat opening that I've ever seen of any human being. You can't swallow more than one little piece of lettuce at a time.
The problem is that that is true, Kevin. My stomach. Oh, shut up! Get out of here! Get out of here! What are you talking about? Get leave. You guys can do more than four!
Guero, I think the chant is from the
very
audience.
Nice.
Yeah, your mom's, right?
Right, Muggs. Now, Mug, you knew that this was coming. Did you do any kind of recon over the weekend?
This was his forte. I got to regroup.
This was his forte.
What went wrong? What is it? Why? I mean, seriously, 8 bells at Kentucky Derby had a better day than you just did here.
That's the horse that died, for those of you that don't pay attention.
I think we should. My good friends told me, what's the record on most records attempted failed? We should just start doing that.
Interesting.
Mug, you're not.
We're already doing that.
You're not losing confidence in your ability to get the Guinness Book.
Never,
are you?
Never,
we're
never.
We're going to do grilled cheese next, okay. And I think he'll do that.
But
one.
How does 8 out of 48 not fill you with doubt?
Self-loathing.
There's got to be some kind of doubt in your mind.
No doubt at all.
You're horrible.
You know, I'm resilient in my efforts all the time.
Him? You are a failure, Mug. Seriously.
Maybe it's the wrong guy for the wrong holiday.
You know what it is?
Maybe if we had done matzah on Yom Kippur or something.
Exactly, Ralph. Thank you.
You know, maybe we should have a Mexican try this.
Yeah,
this
maybe
attempt,
you're right. Because the Jews don't quit. You got to give them credit for that. They don't quit.
We keep moving on.
We keep moving on. Right, exactly. All right.
So we'll pick another one next week, and then you'll fail that miserably.
Oh,
and then
Kevin, come on. Have
he's
some 0 faith.
For 5, and not only...
That
he
was
wasn't
rough.
Even in that double was, digits.
That was tough.
Well, don't get me wrong. He's bad.
He was 40 short of the record of 48.
Never mind you.
40 short.
That was tough. That was
Rocky,
tough.
Where an unknown came out of nowhere who was a total loser who made his way. A guy wearing Miller Chill bottles on his head.
How does he have them stuck to his head like
he's
that?
He's bald and it's suction.
How about that?
All right. Well, listen, Beer Mug.
Wow.
You disgust me. Get the hell out of here, first of all.
Bye.
I think you should fall on your sword.
It's, happy Cinco to Poopo to all of you.
Yeah. Second of all, we'll try again next
your
week.
Your mom.
Hey, real quick before we break, and we are live this morning.
I just stepped in taco.
You can join us till 10 o'clock this
That's
morning at El
taco.
Guapo Cantina. Your chance to win K-Rock Weenie Rose tickets coming up in 20 minutes. Hand the microphone over to the young man there. Oh, he's got one.
Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, K-Rock listener Nick has joined us down here.
Hi, everyone.
Nick, we don't have much time, but we don't get to see you very often. What's going on in the wonderful world of Nick?
Shut up. I'm just living. I'm just existing.
All right, talk into the microphone. There you go.
I'm just living. I'm just living the life.
Are you still a sign holder? You're still signing?
Yeah.
For a living, that's what you're doing.
And that's considered living the life?
Well, that's not really my life. It's my job. You know, there's a difference, you know?
But I thought you told us a year ago that you were done with sign holding. You were going to move on and do something
wasn't that
else.
Like Nick 4.0 or something? You gave up your sign holding job?
It's a hard thing to get out of, you know?
It is. You know, once that career sucks you in, how do you possibly give up the thrill of holding a sign?
What do you
it's like
mean?
The mafia, man. They will not let you out.
How is it a hard thing to get out of?
Let me show you
how it's done. You walk into your boss at the cell phone store and you say, I quit. Boom, you're out.
I got to be honest with you. The reason I stayed there to begin with, there were girls at the store.
Ah, that you had a crush
hot
on.
Girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
They're my friends to this day.
Are there still hot girls there?
No, and it's not
so
as sexy anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, then quit.
I mean, the career of sign holding on the street isn't as sexy as it used to be.
How is the screenplay coming that you spent an hour trying to describe for us and none of us understood a word of it?
It is going great. My plan is to have it done by July. I'm trying to, yeah.
When did you start writing the screenplay, Nick?
A long, long time ago.
Well,
It's hard.
It is way hard. You are to screenplay writing what Muggs is to competitive eating.
Muggs should never, ever give up. He should never, ever give up.
Nick, I might need you to have my back. All these guys were
I
walking
will have
out
your
here.
Back.
Nick, you should write a screenplay about Muggs.
I like Muggs because he has my spirit. He should never give up. You know, never, ever give up.
You know, I know that everyone says that's a very popular thing. Some people should give up.
That's what we're learning here today. All right, that's fine. Well, Nick, it's great to see you again, man. Thank you for stopping by. You're happy Cinco de Drinco to
you.
All right. 8:45, we'll return. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. And don't forget, you can win your tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta right around the corner here on the world-famous K-Rock.
Made the announcement earlier this morning that band, Metallica, will be headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008, along with the return of The Offspring,
yes.
The Raconteurs,
yes.
Rise Against, Pennywise, a little band named Bad Religion, The Bravery, Scars on Broadway, Seether, Flogging Molly, Atreyu, MGMT, The Flobots, and Ludo.
That is an awful lot of rock for one day, and it's all happening on May 17th. Ralph, we can hear you eating chips and salsa.
Oh, I'm
We're
sorry.
On the air.
I'm sorry, my bad.
May
my
17th
bad.
At the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. You have not missed the information for on sale. We haven't given that yet, but we will advise you. You should be a K-Rock Street Team member. That's the best way through KRock.com to keep up to date with everything that has to do with Wiener Roast. We are going to give away another pair of tickets immediately after Ralph's showbiz beat for a Monday morning. It's 8:55. What's going on, Ralph?
How did that dude have bottles of Miller Chill stuck to his head?
I don't know.
It looked like horns. I don't know how he did that.
He looks like Hellboy.
That was spooky. Mm-hmm.
I think he had them implanted.
Yeah,
really?
Could be.
Yeah, under his scalp.
That's a big fan. That's a
it
big
is.
Miller Chill fan.
He loves it.
Yeah, let's get Lisa made a drink. Can we get her a drink, please?
What do you
a
mean, what
shot?
The hell? These people love you. They love you. What do you mean, what
They're
the hell?
Drunk.
Of course.
And
is this your
glass?
Is this your cup
here?
Is this your glass?
Yes.
All right. This is bad. There's a liquor. There's some sort of fluid
right,
in there that's not liquor.
Liquor.
Lisa,
there you go.
I love you, and I'm
chugging
not drunk.
This for the crowd, just to you know.
Cheers,
flip.
Crowd.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
There we go. That's much better.
Like this crowd has the swallow chant.
Lisa hasn't heard that her whole life.
It's really cold.
Oh, you couldn't even finish
it's
that.
It's really cold.
It's Miller Chill. What do you expect? Room temperature?
It's not Miller Tepid.
What the hell?
That'd be a bad drink. You wouldn't order that. Give me two Miller Tepids.
That would be a disaster, Lisa. Come on. It's as advertised.
All right, let's talk about the showbiz beat, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Iron Man. Everybody see Iron Man this weekend?
Obviously,
Iron Man.
Yes. Everyone did.
What a great movie. What's in my top 10, Ralph?
Of all time?
Yep. Top 10
all right.
Of all time.
Oh,
and here's the question. Better or worse than Transformers?
Mm-hmm. A little better because it was a little funnier.
Wow.
It's a much better script.
If Kevin likes it more than Transformers, it must be great.
It's top 10.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it may be the best comic book movie ever.
Wow.
I have about 25 movies in my top 10, but this went right in.
Okay.
I don't know how that works either.
I don't either. I can't work on the math.
So good, though.
$100.8 million, by far exceeding expectations for the opening of Iron Man. So congratulations.
Imagine the hookers and blow that Jon Favreau got this weekend from the studio.
Nonstop.
Seriously.
Right after he drives his kids to school. He's
going
to drop off for hookers
That's not
blow.
like a Friday holiday or a Monday holiday, some kind of long weekend. That's 3 days.
Well, I think they counted some Thursday night screenings.
Did they?
Thursday night advance screenings. I think they added that. But still, it's a phenomenal amount. Like you said earlier, Ralph, it's almost twice what they were predicting. So
to give you an idea, Spider-Man was the largest grossing comic book movie ever, and it made $114 million in its opening weekend. So it was just
shy.
Was
that the last Spider-Man?
Wow. No, the first Spider-Man.
The first one.
Yeah.
Not the emo one.
Yeah.
Not emo
sucked.
Spidey. Maid of Honor was number two at the box office for $15.5 million. Baby Mama came in at number three, then Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. The Forbidden Kingdom. Nim's Island. Prom Night, 21 and 88 minutes, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. I would like to, again, just remind everyone that I said go see Iron Man.
Right.
America went to see Iron Man. Made $100 million.
But, Ralph, wouldn't they have gone anyway?
I don't think so.
America can't hear you, really. It's only Los Angeles?
The word spreads.
That,
you know,
that you're on board?
There's a big grapevine in America. There's a lot of word of mouth.
What's Garmin saying?
Yeah,
is that
what's the buzz on the street?
So how much would you say Robert Downey Jr. had to do with it, and how much did you have to do with it, the success?
50-50. 50-50,
yeah,
I think we share success there.
All right. What about the 40 years of popularity of the character Iron Man? Doesn't that also contribute to people wanting to go out and see it at the big screen?
60-40, me versus popularity comic book hero.
But right. Then where's Robert Downey Jr.?
He's 50% of the 40% of Iron Man.
So 20 and 20 in the
year.
Okay, all right.
Somehow
you're
keeping track
like
of this somehow? 60%?
Yeah. 20 60, for Robert Downey 60, Jr.
2020.
All right.
How dare you?
Well, congratulations. You do good work.
Thank you. I couldn't get people to go see Two for the Money, but I could get them to go see Iron Man.
Well, you were in that. That's different.
That's the problem. Speaking of Robert Downey Jr., he did the opening honors for the New York Stock Exchange last Tuesday. In order to celebrate the film, they brought him in to ring the bell, the opening bell that starts trading on the floor at the New York Stock Exchange. But he told Ireland Online that the bell actually started to ring before he even touched the button.
Hey, there's something wrong there, dude.
He looked into it, and he said that the system is set up so that it starts ringing at the appropriate time, regardless of whoever's in charge of the work that they do.
But they always have somebody that pushes the button. And
every time, yeah.
Rings the bell.
Apparently it's all
it
rigged.
It happened with or without them.
Robert Downey Jr. says, I guess it's rigged in case anyone is retarded or hammered.
Well, that's probably
or if you're Eli Manning, both.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't have him in there.
Did he have those little rockets come out of his neck and shoot people because he was angry? little neck, those little neck.
Oh, the neck, neck rockets.
Yes, no, the neck rockets were the coolest thing ever.
He was so puzzled.
How can you look at me like that?
I look at you like that every day.
Lisa May, Lisa May.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
Speaking of neck rockets, I'd like to shoot some creamy rockets at your neck.
Oh, come on, Gene. That's not even trying.
Really?
It makes sense.
Really? That's why Gene Simmons interrupted us?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, that was worth it. That was good. That was worth it.
Shut up, Gene.
Hey, Psycho Mike, you douchebag.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbara Walters reveals...
Siren, everybody get down. All of the Mexicans in the place just got down on the floor with their hands behind their heads.
Alto!
That was just on cue.
Spread their legs and they put their hands behind their heads.
Look, they don't want to get beaten with a club. They know what to do.
Wow, that was really eye-opening. Omar, get back up. The cops aren't here for us.
Yeah, Eric.
All right. The upcoming memoirs of Barbara Walters has a revelation that she had an affair with a prominent married Republican politician.
Oh, God, no.
Go, Barbara.
Barbara Walters. How could anyone have sex with her?
Who finds her attractive?
Apparently on Wednesday night she's scheduled to talk all about it and tell us who the guy was, actually.
Kevin, you know how sometimes you'll make a face because we're talking about an older woman and we'll say, wow, she was so hot when she was young?
Yes.
Not the case with Barbara Walters. Was never
not
hot.
Once.
She's not one
never
of these
hot.
Who was a model back then and just got old.
She has that problem talking. You can't understand a word she says.
Yeah. She was bad then. She's bad now.
She will reveal apparently Wednesday night which politician it was, this prominent Republican politician.
Okay.
Why are you thinking GW?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm thinking GW,
and last week.
Yes, that'd be the best. Apparently, she figures it's okay to reveal it now because he reportedly has passed away, the person.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
Reagan?
Reagan.
Oh, Reagan. Be the best.
Got to be Reagan.
You think he did the thumb?
Jefferson. Maybe Jefferson.
Very well could be. She was hot.
She was around back then. She probably looked good. Kim Kardashian says she thinks that her TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, could go on forever.
Glendale.
Because her family is just that interesting.
Yeah, she's really, really wrong about that.
I watched that once.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's about all you can do.
I mean, once her boobs drop and the ass starts to go.
Once she opens her mouth and talks, it's a deal breaker for me.
It looks like Lindsay Lohan going to be appearing on television soon. She has just signed on to do a story arc on Ugly Betty. She will do a 5-episode story arc, the first of which will be the season finale. She'll play one of Ugly Betty's former classmates.
Yes, Ugly Betty is a whore. Thank you, whoever said that. That is correct.
Ugly Betty's a whore, the guy yelled.
Apparently, Lindsay plays a former classmate of Betty's who was mean to her in high school because she was ugly.
Right.
But now she's down on her luck and she needs a job, so she's got to kiss Ugly Betty's ass.
I see.
Which I bet is just as ugly as Ugly Betty
is. It's more ugly,
probably got an ugly ass, too. That might be a spinoff sitcom. Ugly Ass.
Ugly Betty's Ass.
And you know the Jimi Hendrix? Familiar with him?
No. Yeah.
Certainly, yes.
Legendary rock star in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Of course, one of the greatest guitarists of all time.
Absolutely.
Currently online, you can order down his sex tape. Apparently, it's 11 minutes of him having sex with two girls at a hotel in 1968.
Yeah.
The family of Jimi Hendrix is now saying the guy in the tape is not, in fact, the legendary guitarist. They say it's someone else and that this is all unauthentic. Their words.
Well,
I'm sorry, Ralph.
That's what
Sam's trying to get my attention. Sam's like, the Armenian Kiwi is like, can I talk to you?
No. We're doing a show.
Just wait until we're done with the show.
We're on the air, douchebag. Wait 1 second.
A Hendrix biographer claims it's not Jimi Hendrix because the nostrils look different than Jimmy's.
The nostrils?
All right. Yeah.
What are they doing in that tape?
A lot of nose humping.
Nostrils are
the nose humpers, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're looking at a grainy video from 40 years ago, you're just looking for anything that'll let you know whether it's really Jimi Hendrix or, more importantly, isn't, and that's what he came up with.
Apparently, Vivid Entertainment, who owns the rights, said they spent a lot of time researching to make sure it was him. In fact, talking to the people who actually did a plaster cast of Jimi Hendrix's wang bone.
Yes.
Back in the day. Yeah. And they're comparing the approximate
really?
Length and girth of the wang bone, and they say it looks like it's Jimi Hendrix wang bone.
How about that?
Wow. Wang bone.
I just want to say wang bone.
Jimi Hendrix, by the way, like so many great musicians, only 27 when he died.
Wow. Only 27. And here we are all these years later, still in love with him.
And Jimi Hendrix Wangbone playing Weenie Roast.
They're very good.
Very excited.
Kenny Rogers is 70 and Jimi Hendrix died at 27.
I know.
That's
exactly.
Not fair at
Ralph
all.
Went to Vegas over the weekend and had to see Kenny Rogers. And he hasn't
Got to see Kenny Rogers.
Hasn't stopped complaining about
it. Kevin was right. To see.
Do you now know when to hold him and when to fold him?
I do, but I don't like that fact. Especially when across town at the same time Asia was playing at House
That's
of Blues
another
in
bad
Vegas.
Option.
No, it would have been sweet, sweet.
He's a douche.
It would have been sweet love. It would have been magic.
No.
Instead, I'm sitting there listening to Coward of the Freaking County.
Yeah. No, you don't get that on the Asia show.
That's there a bad
don't.
Choice.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Danielle Fisher, or Fischl, who from Boy Meets World, who played Topanga on that show. She's 27. Tina Yothers from Family Ties is 35. Bill Ward, drummer for Black Sabbath, is 60. John Rhys-Davies from Raiders of the Lost Ark and Lord of the Rings, he is 64. And Michael Palin, one of my favorites from the Monty Python Flying Circus comedy troupe, he is 65. And Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat. So the next person who uses this mic complains about smoke.
Hey,
tell them to F off.
Hey, we're on the air.
I'm having a conversation.
We're on the air.
I'm talking to people.
Kevin Abidjo on the world famous K-Rock. It's 12 after 9. We made the announcement earlier this morning about K-Rock's Weenie Roasty Fiesta a week from Saturday, May 17th.
I'm going. Screw it.
You're invited, Ralph.
Really?
Metallica is going to be playing. The Offspring is back. The Raconteurs, Rise Against, Pennywise, Bad Religion, a whole bunch more. They are at KRock.com. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets here live.
The first pair.
With perhaps the
best game ever.
Best game ever.
All right. Let me back up for 1 second.
Hey, F you guys. You guys don't want Weenie Roast tickets. You guys better cheer. Okay. That's what I thought.
Last hour, for the listeners, we gave away the very first pair for somebody listing. This hour, we just gave away some about 10 minutes ago. Mike, who's our winner this hour of Weenie Roast tickets?
Adrian Mandina from Downey.
Thank you, Adrian, for listening. And somebody here for Cinco de Drinco in Hollywood is about to win tickets with a game that we like to call, unfortunately, Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame.
The crowd does not seem impressed.
So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Right, now we're going to change the answer to Omar really rocks.
Right. We're getting
one of our listeners, this gentleman right here, said, could it be any other game than this in order to win tickets?
He would rather bob for cow tongue than listen to Omar sing.
Hey, exactly. I've been drinking. It's going
to
be good.
This is a continuation of We Try to Drive Our Listeners Away. All right, so Omar's going to sing a song. You have to tell us the title and the band. If you're correct, you go into the drawing for a pair of tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. All right.
Now, the problem is, how many people have heard Omaroki before? How many people have heard the game? Oh, quite a few. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that what comes out of Omar's mouth has no relation whatsoever to the actual song. He thinks he's singing it exactly like the record, but good luck to you all. Okay.
Or all these bands are going to invite me on stage to, you know, guest spot on.
Sure, all of them.
On the songs.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you're going to have to mic our contestants so we can
Absolutely.
Say
hi.
Who's first here today?
Dimitri Barkin.
All right, Dimitri, listen up. This is Omaroki. Give us title and artist, please. No help from the crowd. This is on Dimitri. Here we go. Song number one.
Something's wrong. Shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight. And they are enough. Snow White. Dreams of war. Dreams of liars. Dreams of dragon fire. And things that will die. Yeah.
Dimitri, what do you think?
It is Metallica.
And it
and
is called?
It is name? Called...
You could do it,
no,
dude.
No, I know it.
Okay,
it's
let's say it.
Give
let's
a second. Say it.
Give a second. Give a second.
Enter the Sandman.
Yes, Enter the Sandman.
I sound just like
not even close.
So good. I'm
not
so good.
Close.
I'm so good.
You are in the drawing to win tickets. Way to go, Dimitri. Who's contestant number two?
My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Right. You got a lot of beads around your neck. Did you have to show anything to get those, or is that Mardi Gras?
Not yet.
I'm confused.
All right.
Would you like to show anything?
He's on the payment program.
All right, Omar. Song number two.
Voices screaming in my head, telling me the path that I tread. It's not sane, but where we're fed, it's not gonna something to me. A body in the street, free publicity for me. You in a world we've known, a world that's so cold because.
Wow, a lot of booing.
Not only.
Do any of you guys want any Weenie Roast tickets?
Not only has he never heard the song, but he can't read.
No.
I'm drunk.
I know that song and didn't recognize it. I know what it is and I didn't know.
It's Pennywise.
Yes. I'm shocked.
Voices?
Close. It's a V word.
I said that.
You said voices,
right? It's another word.
It's a different V word.
Different word begins with V.
We're giving you every chance here.
If someone is murdered, the police say it's a murder.
In my head.
Oh, I'm sorry. Victim of reality.
victim of reality. Close. Very close.
Blame her for not knowing
right,
that.
Ralph, very close. Me.
No, you're not singing. Close. She really? Her guess was close.
Oh, man.
All right, who's our next contestant?
I don't know what you guys are hearing.
Here at Cinco de Drinco, who are we talking to?
Diana.
Hi, Diana. Listen up. Here's Omar Roki.
We make plans to go out at night. I wait till 2 and I turn out the light. This rejection's got me so low. If we keep it up, I just might tell her so.
All right.
Away.
That's fine. That's about right.
All right.
That's it.
Drowned out by the booze.
Okay. Title and artist, please. What do you think?
Yeah.
This is a pretty big one.
And he was pretty close on this one. Yeah.
Bad Religion?
Oh.
No, sorry. The Offspring self-esteem.
Hey, I can boo people. That's awesome.
That was as close as Omar has gotten to the tune, though.
Ever.
I mean, that was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
That was in the ballpark.
All right, what's your name?
Robert.
All right, here we go. Robert's the guy that asked us if we could do any other game. Yes. Here we go. All right.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. When Malibu fires and radio towers conspire to dance again. And I can't believe the media mecca. They're all trying to pass
the reality.
He knows it. Bad Religion, LA's Burning.
Yes.
Did I not hear any of that? I did not hear any of that song. Okay.
All right, what's your name?
Andrea.
All right, Andrea, here's your song.
Perpetual motion, the image won't focus, a blur that it's seen. But here's the moment, like the eye of the storm, it all came clear to me. I found a shoulder to lean on, an inflatable reason to live by all itself.
Inflatable reason?
There's no attempt.
Rise Against?
Yes. And what's that song called? Come on, they're giving you the answer, for God's sakes. Crowd shouting the answers.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, ready to fall.
Inflatable reason, Omar, not inflatable reason.
I've been drinking.
I'm telling you, he can't read.
All right, one more contestant. I'm sorry, is all I have patience for.
Emily.
All right, now, Emily, if you don't get this, I'm going to beat you. Okay?
Listen up.
Here we go.
I can hand out a million vaccinations or let him die in expectation.
She knows.
That's enough. She knows.
Are you serious? You don't want me to go on with this? Are you serious? What about the last part?
Just do the last part.
Omar, just do the last part.
In a holocaust! In a holocaust!
All right, thank you.
Robots, handlebars.
Yes!
Okay, thank God. Those are all, of course, songs from bands that are playing the Clear Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2007.
Lisa, we have three finalists?
Yes, we do.
Lisa's going to do the drawing. Let's find
out
who wins.
Lisa will pick the name.
The winner is Emily!
Yes, she got the Weenie Rose tickets. And for everybody else, I'm sorry you had to hear Omar Roki.
Omar Roki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
No handlebars.
I can ride my mustache with no handlebars. No handlebars.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
If your dream has always been to see the Handlebars song live, you can do that on Saturday, May 17th. That's a week from Saturday, the K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2008. That's the only band on the bill this year. It's just Blowbots.
It's just the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think Metallica's playing. The Offspring's back. The Rocketeers.
I should have checked the information.
Pennywise, Bad Religion. Yeah.
Get all the details at KROQ.com. And, of course, we're giving away tickets every single hour here on the Kevin Bean Show and all day long on KROQ. What do you have there, Ralph?
I've got a shot of tequila that I would like my friend Kevin to do with me because I think before this next segment.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to need this.
Yeah, there we go.
Cheers. There we go.
We are live on Cinco de Drinco at the Guapo Cantina in Hollywood. That looked like it stung a little bit.
Miller Chill takes a sting right out of the throat.
Yeah. Good call.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's shocking that anyone is still here after Omar Roki, but what about Sam, the Armenian comedian, who has joined us here this morning? What about that? What's up, Sam? How you doing this morning, my friend? Talking to the mic.
I'm here to tell you that I got the medicine for life. Yes.
I was unaware that was what the
topic
was.
I got that on a T-shirt at Long Beach Clothing Company,
and
I think.
What medicine is for life. First of all, thank K-Rock that we are having a good time here right now. El Guapo Cantina.
That's correct.
And the director and management, thank you for...
Thank them all.
Yeah. His own show.
Now, Sam...
We'll take care of thanking people.
I want you to listen to me very closely. Are you paying attention? Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do not swear.
Really?
Watch
not at all.
Your language. Not even a little bit.
None.
Do you understand?
He's. You're looking at him as if he's.
What is? What is wrong?
God.
How did that just happen? What's going
on? You
can't
say that, Sam.
What we, just said, we just said don't swear. Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to cut that segment short, Sam. We're not going to have time for anything else with you. If you want to call to be on Kevin and Bean, 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067. I don't know why, but we'll take a break and come back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
We're live from the El Guapo Cantina. It's a it's quite a crowd for Cinco de Drinko, so I can't guarantee we'll be able to hear you if you call at 1-800-520-1067.
Phones have been working really well today.
But you can try. You get on the air. You win a pair of tickets to the X2 preview event at Six Flags Badger Mountain. That'll be on Friday, May 23rd. You can be among the first to ride the brand new X2 the day before it opens to the public. Always big news, wow, as you know, when there's a new ride at, at an amusement park. So you get a chance to see it first. That's the prize, 1-800-520-1067. And I think we're starting with someone in person, someone down here at the restaurant. Has a question or a comment for us.
Yes, sir. Here. Put the mic up to your mouth.
What is your nephew?
It's going to be hard because I can't use the N-word.
Right.
I know.
That's right.
That's the new standard here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm going to tell you, because we have a hot sauce over here. My wife has an obsession with hot sauce.
Right.
This is her aphrodisiac.
Oh,
that
I see.
Her on.
We were watching the movie, and she was pouring this hot sauce on her chips. And she decided to do what a good girl's supposed to do, right?
Right, sure.
Yeah. I'm into it, and she gets into it. She jumps on, forgetting that she has hot sauce in her mouth.
Dude.
Yes.
Oh,
I
Ten seconds later, she's booking it through the bathroom, trying to wash it off.
Dude.
It was hot.
So there was a transfer of the hot sauce from her mouth to your, and then her, and then I see. And then she starts to burn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's funny.
And she was pouring milk in there trying to make
Would you like to take some hot sauce home?
Yes.
Make that happen again? All right. Fantastic.
I'm going to make up to her, so I'm gonna, instead of bringing wine home, I'm going to bring hot sauce.
There you go. Give us some of that with our regards.
Nice. That's a little gift for yourself.
Yeah. That's that's a beautiful story, sir. Very beautiful. Thank you for that. All right. Who's next, Ralph?
Let's talk on the phone to Jake in Whittier on line 2. Apparently, he, like a lot of people, saw Iron Man this weekend.
Yes.
And spotted one of our old familiar friends in the show. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. I'm sure Lisa May didn't, because she didn't recognize anyone in that movie.
She doesn't even know Robert Downey Jr. was in it.
But there was an old K-Rock friend of ours in the movie, in Iron Man.
Yes, I did see that.
Let's talk to Jake. What it do, nephew?
What it do? Okay, when the guards are going to go into the cave to see the first DM, first guard that they push in is Tom Morello.
Tom Morello,
How about that?
How cool
is
that?
And he just smashed in the face. What?
And he got killed immediately. Tom Morello got slung across the back wall. It was awesome.
I think he's officially credited as Insurgent Number 2.
That is that's an awesome cameo in there.
Yeah, so look for Tom Morello if you go to see Iron Man this week. Yeah.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Ralph, you said on the air last week, I want to make sure people heard, especially if you're a comic book fan, stay till the end, right? Stay till after the credits.
After the credits is a little bit that you will appreciate, especially if you're a big Marvel comic book fan.
By the way, a lot of people got that note because most of my audience was still there by the end.
Yeah,
my stay
too.
Line 5, let's talk to John in Van Nuys. Apparently, this weekend at Santa Anita, there was a microbrew festival to celebrate Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And our very own Psycho Mike apparently performed at the event.
He did Brow Down, and
he did.
Hey there, Regina.
Hey, John.
Hey.
What to do, nephew?
What to do, white devil? I did. I thought Ralph had all the talent at the show, but Psycho Mike blew me away.
Yeah, he's pretty good, right?
He's pretty good. My girlfriend thought he was Armenian, but I had to convince her that no, he wasn't.
Let me tell you something about Armenians.
Ralph.
On top of his hits, Mike performed Wild Horses.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones. By the Rolling Stones.
See, because it was a horse race.
Wow, are you creative?
And I did Kielbasa from Tenacious D.
That's right, he did.
Hey, dude, were you there for the riot?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Good work.
What happened?
Good work.
Just people started to get rowdy. A lot of beer was out there, and it was good fun, you know? No horse race to keep us entertained.
Was there a fight? Is that what it was?
It was like a fight. Just somebody spilling beer over somebody, and that's all it was.
Good times.
Hey, it could have been worse. You could have been at the Kentucky Derby. They were killing animals at that thing, man. They were just putting them down. You don't win, they put you down.
Mean.
Rough.
Thank you, man.
Good
Thanks
job,
for
Mike.
The call. All right, I think we got time for one more, Ralph. Who do you like?
One more. Let's talk to George in Trabuco Canyon. He is on line one. Apparently, I don't listen to Doc's hotline or whatever the hell it's called.
Open mouth.
Yeah. But apparently, if you're going to listen, this was the weekend to listen.
Oh, really?
Hey, George, what it do, nephew?
Hey, que pasa, nephew? Que pasa, baby poo?
That's you, Lisa.
So yesterday morning with Doc coming on there, it was great. It reminded me of Ralph this morning when he couldn't pick up on the mic. He's over there talking in the background of the studio.
Well, I only do this show one time a year, and nothing's working in here.
Excellent.
He's just going up, and then all of a sudden he goes, well, I'll tell you, I hope Kevin and Bean don't get a hold of this tape.
Awesome.
They'll just mock me forever.
The best tip ever. We're going to get it now.
Oh, you have to get this.
Nicely
it was
done.
Great. And then he realized he didn't have his microphone turned up. He had another one turned up. So it was comedy. Just
excellent.
Pure Doc.
Professional
like
radio
well,
at its finest.
If we don't have it tomorrow, we will have it for you on Wednesday, Doc from Open Mouth. We really very much appreciate that tip. Thanks so much.
Ralph, what do you got over there? You got a couple that wants to celebrate their first anniversary?
A couple of our listeners that are celebrating their first anniversary today, and they said the way they wanted to celebrate was to drain a beer with me here at the Cinco de Mayo Festival.
Is that a euphemism? Or?
Who are we with?
Your name again?
Wendy.
Wendy and your husband?
Jordan.
Wendy and Jordan. Wendy, Jordan, Beer Mug, and I are all going to drain a Miller Chill to celebrate their anniversary.
Fantastic.
We invite everyone in the crowd to chug along,
so
too,
please.
If you like.
Happy anniversary.
That is quite, that's very impressive. All four of you have got skills.
Wow.
Ralph wins.
No, what do you mean Ralph wins? You couldn't see her right behind Ralph. She wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think she killed
nice.
Her before I did.
Wow. That was still
happy
very
anniversary,
impressive.
Darling.
Nicely done.
Happy anniversary.
I want to thank all of our special guests on today's very special Kevin and Bean Show, including Lars Ulrich from Metallica, of course, headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. Go to Metallica.com for details on their forthcoming album. Also, thanks to Dexter and Noodles from The Offspring for stopping by. They're playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta. And you want to check out Dexter's new hot sauce called Gringo Bandito, available at Albertsons everywhere. Thanks to Bear Grylls for joining us. There's a new season of Man vs. Wild on the Discovery Channel Friday nights at 9. Also, a very special thanks to El Guapo Cantina.
Yes.
Let's hear
yes.
it for our host here today. 7250 Melrose Avenue in Hollywood. Of course, we're leaving soon, but Cinco de Mayo parties on all day long here. And we want to thank Miller Chill.
Yep.
And I think Ralph just did.
Yes,
oh,
he did.
Man. Good
for
stuff.
Sponsoring the party here today.
Eli Manning on tomorrow's program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
excited about that. Ray
Super
Wise.
Super Bowl champion.
Ray Wise from The Reaper. Love that.
Yep. Love that show.
And really all anyone cares about is a Weenie Roast ticket. So we got a bunch of those tomorrow as well on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Cat Corbett's next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. That great song from Carolina Lyra called I'm Not Over is part of that. Also some Incubus, Rage Against the Machine, Linkin Park, and more. It's all happening next right here on K-Rock.